News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's a heightened danger of flash flooding, mudslides, debris flows. Parts of the West Coast hammered by a powerful weather system. It's left hundreds of thousands without power in Northern California and Washington State. Issaquah, Washington homeowner Pam Rockcastle says the winds were howling as a huge tree came straight at her house, making for a very close call.
Just watching the trees kind of going back and forth and sat down, and then all of a sudden, crunch, I'm in my front window, and it's just kind of coming down like this, and I'm like, it was like slow motion. It was like, oh, and it touched my, it hit my window, but it didn't crack my window or anything like that.
She spoke with ComoNews.com. The severe weather blamed for two deaths. There's been no comment from the Kremlin on Ukraine's claim that Russia has, for the first time, deployed a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile in the Ukraine war. It comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to launch U.S.-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. It's a landmark antitrust case.
The Justice Department wants a federal judge to force Google to sell Chrome, the company's industry-leading search engine, and prevent Android from favoring its own search engine. The recommended penalties are among those floated in a 23-page document filed late Wednesday as a way to prevent the company from squashing its competition after an August court ruling that found it was acting as an abusive monopoly. Regulators also want to stop Google from locking in a deal to make its search engine the default option on Apple's iPhone, stop it from favoring its own services like YouTube, force Google to license their search index data to its rivals, and require more transparency into how it sets prices for advertisers. Jennifer King, Washington.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, benefits claims hovering near a seven-month low. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 190 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 100 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
To anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relief.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts has voted out CEO Rachel Graham. Interim Board Chair Robin Murphy made the announcement Wednesday, 2 weeks after the Baltimore Board of Estimates voted to end the city's contract with BOPA. Graham, who was a top executive with the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, was brought on in February to forge a closer working relationship between the agency and City Hall. Following yesterday's meeting, Board Secretary April Lewis resigned along with a large member, Andy Cook. BOPA has been under scrutiny after several years of turmoil and financial struggles. One of two men sentenced to life for the murder of a Rosedale father and son has now been sentenced for a murder he committed in Baltimore City. A judge has ordered 25-year-old Amir Gittins to serve another life sentence plus 15 years for the 2021 killing of 19-year-old Antoine Edwards on Lead Street in the city. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The old saying in sports is that you can't let one game beat you twice. And so it was with John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, moving on after a gut-wrencher like Pittsburgh.
Can't get all down on yourself and start saying, oh, you know, we didn't do this right, we didn't do that right, we're going to beat ourselves up. You feel bad about it, but then you pick yourself off the mat and you go to work because we've got a big game coming up. If we win this game, we're going to be in great shape. If we don't win this game, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, that's just a fact.
Meanwhile, in L.A., John's brother Jim was asked if there was any additional excitement this week with the two brothers facing off on Monday night.
Excitement of the big game, and I'm sure my brother looks at it the same way I do, same way our family does. It's about the two teams.
Doesn't really sound too excited to me. Vegas, by the way, has installed the Ravens as a 3-point favorite. ESPN reporting that Ravens Hall of Famer Ray Lewis is being considered for the head coaching job at Florida Atlantic University. The school is denying the report. Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarek Skubal won the Cy Youngs in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. And the Capitals have now placed Alex Ovechkin on injured reserve. Ovechkin is considered week-to-week with a lower left leg injury, and going on IR rules him out for at least the next three games. But it could be much longer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We have a break in the rain. There's only a slight chance of a shower today, 52 the high. Tomorrow, light snow in the morning, then a rain snow mix, and then showers in the afternoon. A soggy day, 42. Sunshine through the weekend, though. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 43 in Westminster, 46 in Easton, and 42 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. LASIK Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Gosh, are we already almost there at the end of the week? Friday is just tomorrow. And I hear about all that nasty weather coming. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to let it go. We've had a great fall, so it is what it is. It was so funny. I was very humbled this morning. Quick story before we get started here. I've been working out a lot since election day, I guess you could say, because during the campaign, I had no time to work out, right? The workouts usually consist of door knocking, okay? Or sign waving or doing stuff like that. So I finally have gotten back into the gym. And so this morning, I get up and I'm like, oh, wow, this dress fits again. Because I had a dress, you know how it is. Your dresses sometimes don't fit like they used to because you might have gotten a little out of shape. So I was like, oh, wow, I get to wear this dress again. And so here comes my 8-year-old daughter down the hallway. Here's Olivia. Right? She always comes down to my bathroom and I always have to help her with her jumper for school, right? So she can't zip the back of it. Or she doesn't even try, I guess. So she comes, and I was like, look, Livy, I can wear this dress again. And she goes, oh. And she looks at me up and down. And she goes, but you still got a long way to go. I was like, wait, what? I was like, and here I was, thinking I was having a great day, a great morning, and here's your 8-year-old to humble you. Gosh, I love that girl. I really do. But I will be back in the gym today because clearly I haven't made much of a difference, according to Olivia Klasick. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. The liberals continue to divide over politics, and yet it's happening locally. And that's what's so crazy to me. And you know what? Maybe it's not so crazy because, you know, you've got Republicans that won huge on the national level, bigly, right? We got the White House, we got the House, we got the Senate, we got everything, the whole shebang. But here in the state of Maryland, of course, it's still very liberal, and they voted pretty much for all the Democrats once again. And it's sad to see, but you would think that the divide wouldn't be so harsh considering here locally, liberals got their way, right? You are sending Democrats to Capitol Hill. You completely got your way. Luckily, in some of the red areas, right in Carroll County, you've got people on the school board that are not so liberal, which I absolutely love. Shout out to Dr. Greg Malveaux and Kristen Zimmer for doing such a heck of a job. Great job to you guys. But, you know, for the most part, you did get a lot of Democrats in office. And so I don't know what the beef is. But we're going to get into this because it needs to be discussed. And I hope that moving forward, we can put this all behind us. So this conversation we're going to have about it, I hope that we can take this approach where we can just finally come together and stop the madness. Okay? Because look, I'm not happy. Obviously, I ran, right? I'm not happy that I'm not going to Capitol Hill. But I understand that that's what people chose. That was what the majority chose. And I just have to work harder at getting the message out or work harder at helping other Republicans or wouldn't have it. But at the same time, I can accept that. And I don't hold it against anyone. And I think I told you guys here on the show, not even, I guess it was, you know, last week, just coming back. And I told you how we had a 4x8 Kim Klasick sign in front of a business right in the Towson area. And unfortunately, that business received backlash. And people actually called the owner and told her, you know what, is that where you stand? Because I will no longer patronize your business. And she was quite shocked because, you know, some of the people that called her were clients of hers for several years. And I just wonder, do liberals not realize that most business owners are, in fact, Republican? I wonder if they don't see it. You know, there was a huge number of independents that voted in the state of Maryland. And as I was talking to many of those independents, of course, many of them, in fact, were, in fact, Republicans. And a lot of them will tell you they are registered independents because of the backlash they might receive by being business owners. It's a shame that it's like that here in the state of Maryland. And then I wonder, to all those liberals that hate these Republican business owners, where do you think most of these jobs are coming from? Right? These aren't jobs that are created by the government. So if you hate like a restaurant or if you hate, I will say, a food truck, as we're going to talk about, if you hate any kind of business where the owner is a Republican, and yet you are a liberal that perhaps is a bartender or your kids work in a restaurant, you know, during the summer when they're home from college. You need these Republicans to stay in business. You need these small businesses. You need these job opportunities. So I guess my question is, why do you get so upset when you find out that they're Republicans? You should be thanking a Republican for keeping the economy going. that's the part that kills me. I know many business owners that are registered Democrats that, in fact, vote Republican because, again, they don't want the backlash. We've got to put this to rest. We really do. You know, and I hate to break it to the liberals out there, but yes, there are many Republicans that you probably break bread with, you know, at the Thanksgiving table or over Christmas, right? You have no idea that they're Republicans. I know many Jewish individuals that are Republican. And they're scared to say so. It shouldn't be like this. And you're supposed to be the party that's so tolerant, right? Well, anyways, I'll say the liberals continue to divide over politics locally. And I want you to take a listen to this audio, and then we're going to talk about it. Because, again, I think this is wrong, and we've got to move forward.
The divisiveness of national politics now getting between burgers and beer. Last week, a local brewery chose to cut ties with a longstanding food truck over a social media post referencing President Donald Trump. Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor joins us live with this controversy. Rebecca.
Yeah, Mary, where Fuzzy's Burgers used to set up shop here at Peabody Heights Brewery now sits an empty outdoor patio. Some patrons applauding the decision to cut ties. Others arguing politics has no place here.
It's the social media post brewing a battle between burgers and beer. The CEO and owner of Fuzzy's Burgers food truck, Josh Vecchiola, posting this pro-Trump message to his private Instagram. The people have spoken. Take it on the chin like an adult. The caption reads, below a picture of Trump raising his fist following a July assassination attempt. The post has since been removed, along with Fuzzy's, from Peabody Heights patio.
It is the neighborhood. If you go that way, it's a little more catered to LGBTQ community.
So I could understand the tension.
On Facebook, the brewery announcing it's ending a long-standing relationship with Fuzzy's, writing, we have heard the community's feedback, adding in a later post they're committed to fostering a safe and inclusive space for women, the LGBTQIA+ community, and people of color. The comment section flooded with hundreds of polarizing opinions. Thanks for standing against hate. This is not about someone's vote. It's about a total difference in values, said one person. Incredibly juvenile. One of the main reasons Trump won is because of the inability of the left to tolerate free speech or differing opinions, said another.
Politics is going to take place everywhere.
It's almost hard to escape, especially when your president is such a big figure.
In a statement, Vecchiola telling Fox 45, one of our owners' personal views was shared and mistakenly interpreted as a political endorsement. We want to be clear, Fuzzy's does not endorse any political ideology, but we respect everyone's opinion. We will miss our friends at Peabody, but we look forward to finding a space where everyone is welcome.
It's a tough situation.
Everyone's not going to agree. It's your opinion, it's the way you feel, and everyone's right to their opinion.
Today, I also reached out to both of Peabody's owners for comments several times, but as of news time tonight, have not heard back. Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right. And so Fuzzy's Burgers and Peabody Brewery, this is what it comes down to. So here you have this brewery that apparently needs the burger joint, right? Right. Because if you're selling beer, I mean, people might want to eat some burgers, right? It kind of goes hand in hand. I could see why they were partnering. But here's what kills me about this. It's like, okay, the Fuzzy Burgers, it's not that they actually put Trump on the Fuzzy Burgers Instagram page or, you know, any of their social media. The owner of Fuzzy Burgers had Trump on his personal page. It was his personal page. He wasn't posting this for all of Fuzzy Burgers, you know, patrons to see. And then not only that, it's like, you know, here you've got Peabody making the statement where we want things to be inclusive for the LGBTQ community, for black people, for women, of, you know, so it's like, or people of color, I should say. Excuse me, Peabody, I am a woman of color. I guess I checked two of those boxes. I'm a woman of color, and I am just fine with President Trump. I voted for him every single time. You see, and that's what's so bizarre. But even on top of that, think about it. Fuzzy Burgers, they're in an area where they're serving burgers to, as you heard that gentleman in the interview there, he said, to a very large LGBTQ community and population. He said that's where many of those patrons go. They go to Peabody Brewery and they eat there at Fuzzy Burgers. You didn't see Fuzzy Burgers, you know, denying those that are a part of the LGBTQ community a good burger. You know? So it's like the burger joint, completely tolerant, did not care if you are LGBTQ, does not care if you were a person of color, does not care if you were a woman. I don't know why they even mentioned woman there. But they served everybody. But here on the other side of it, where we've got the party that tells us they're so tolerant, they're saying, no. Because you posted on your personal page a picture of President Trump, you are no longer welcome here. And I just want to see, I hope that Peabody Brewery, I'm not, you know, you do what you want, you're a business, you can do whatever the heck you please. I just hope you see the hypocrisy in all this. That's what I hope you see. That's why I'm mentioning this right out the gate this morning. Because it is, it's hypocritical. You're saying that you want things to be all inclusive for everyone. But what you're really saying, Peabody, is somebody like myself, a Trump supporter, isn't welcome at your establishment. Whereas Fuzzy Burgers is telling me I am welcome, even if I'm not a Trump supporter. I am still welcome. Well, anyways, I got a couple of text messages about that yesterday, and I appreciate everybody sending it over. But at the same time, I hope Peabody Brewery sees that they are exactly what they're accusing Fuzzy Burgers of being. And that is not so tolerant. That is divisive. not inclusive whatsoever. And I hope they can see that. And this is, again, as you heard, you know, as they were talking about this in the report there, some of the comments on Peabody's Brewery's page, there were people saying this is why Trump won. Because, you know, people are sick of this. Allow people to have their own opinion. It's okay if we have differing opinions. I did want to say before all of this, I guess you could say the beef between, oh, look at that, pun intended, the beef between the burger joint and the Peabody Brewery. Before that, if you looked at Peabody Brewery, they had about 100 likes per post on their Instagram page. Now that they've had this fight with the food truck, and now that they're like basically standing up against Trump and Trump supporters, now they have about 1,000 likes, you know, per post. So basically, you know, by doing this, Peabody Brewery, they were able to really expand when it comes to their social media presence. So I guess they're looking at it as they're not really taking any hits. But at the end of the day, you know, the Fuzzy Burgers, you know, I'm saddened that you have consequences like this for sharing your views. And I hope, again, that we can move forward. I hate to hear about things like this. I really do. I really do. As I mentioned before, many people in my family, Democrats, many of them pro Kamala Harris, Biden. I have somebody in my family that actually campaigned and canvassed for Kamala Harris. I mean, I was a bit shocked, but I didn't say anything. You know, that's their prerogative. Just like I'm very much so a Trump supporter. And of course, you know, I am Republican myself. So it was very sad to see. The Fuzzy's owner has since deleted his personal page. If he's listening at all, the Fuzzy Burger owner, you know, put your personal page back up there. You know, look, you guys got more followers anyways. Put your page back up there. I can't wait to find out where you'll be parked next because I want to get myself a burger. And I hope that more people join me. And I'm not saying this just to Republicans. I hope everyone joins me on this because this should we should come together and show everyone that no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, we can still patron each other's establishments and we can still get along and enjoy a good burger. Because that's where I feel like we should go in this country. So hopefully that you'll do that. Coming up next, we're going to move on. Safe Streets is still in the news. And State's Attorney Ivan Bates was asked about Safe Streets. We've been talking about this all week. And I want you to hear from Pastor P.M. Smith as well. I'm Kim Klasick, and you're listening to Kim Klasick Live.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
We are for places of awe and wonder. For monuments and stories that bind us together. We are the National Park Foundation, and with your support, we protect our country's most treasured places. For today and for always. Support today at nationalparks.org.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. And that's the theme for today. Can't we all just get along? You know, I would love to get along with everybody. I got a text here from Anthony. He says, Kim, a pretty regular customer at Peabody Heights. I was there on Sunday for the plant swap, and I had Fuzzy's burger then. I've had many times. Really can't stand the childish of this. I guess I'll be taking Peabody Heights from my list. Anthony, here's the thing. I don't want people to not go to Peabody, but I want people to express to Peabody that you would love to have Fuzzy's Burgers back. You know, I'm not telling you to go to their website and purchase their merch over there at Fuzzy's Burgers and then wear it to Peabody Heights. But if that's what you got to do, that's just kidding. They do have merch, believe it or not. But here's the thing. I think if we could kindly and politely express to Peabody that we're trying to put all this behind us. We don't want any more of this political divide. And this is somebody that lost her race. I lost here in Maryland's 2nd Congressional District. I lost fair and square. Johnny Olszewski beat me fair and square. Am I happy about it? No. Am I still very sad about it? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I don't hold that against Johnny. I don't hold that against anyone that voted for Johnny. Okay, it's like we can all just get along here. But Anthony, I understand you're going to do as you please. I just hope that maybe if you have time, you could go in there and just express, hey, you know what? We would love to have a burger right now. Just saying. Also, I just wanted to mention, if you haven't already, is I got this text message here. If you haven't already, please download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store, and you can text me live through the app. And there looks like there's a new poll on WCBM.com. I love these polls, by the way. I really do. The latest poll, do you think the Trump administration will cut certain funding to Maryland? That's a great poll. All right, so go to WCBM.com and vote there. And then I would love to take a look and see what it says tomorrow. And I will share that with you on Friday morning. I got a text here from Marty. I think Marty is saying this was not the Fuzzy Burger page. It was his personal page. Right, that's what I said. That's what I said, Marty. So the personal page, yes, he did express that. And if you go to the Fuzzy Burger owner's personal page now, it's non-existent. So he deleted his page after all of this backlash. But again, I'm hoping that we can move forward from this. Speaking of moving, did you guys hear? Ellen DeGeneres has moved to the UK. Yes. Remember all those celebrities that said, if Trump wins, I'm going to move? Well, Ellen DeGeneres, she stood on business. She has decided that she is moving to the UK. I think that's very interesting. I know that her show was canceled, wasn't it? I know she hasn't been working for quite some time. I think Ellen DeGeneres has so much money that she probably doesn't even care and probably does not have to work moving forward. But if you feel better, Ellen, moving because Trump won, because Republicans did so well, then so be it. It's just, you know, it's a shame, again, that we've been doing this. I did want to mention real quick, because as we were talking about Peabody Heights and we're talking about many of the liberals across this country, again, nothing wrong with you being a Democrat. Have no beef there. I did want to just read this post. As we were watching yesterday, Lakin Riley, the nursing student in Georgia, of course, her murderer was sentenced to life in prison. I honestly want to see the death penalty there. I don't know why we would pay to have him stay alive. I don't want him to have a roof over his head or food, right? I don't want him to have three meals in a hot, you know, three meals in a cot. I don't want it. I don't want it, but that is what it is. I saw a tweet that went out yesterday from Fox News with breaking news. It says ICE in Boston announces the arrest of three alleged illegal alien child rapists in Massachusetts. Of two of whom are charged with forcibly raping Massachusetts children, and another who was convicted of raping a child in Brazil in 2022, but was hiding out in Massachusetts as a fugitive after he was caught and released at the New Mexico border back in April of 2022. Now, all of these arrests took place in Massachusetts, and I'm mentioning this because, remember, the mayor there in Boston has already said that she is not going to work alongside ICE or Tom Homan or Department of Homeland Security, you name it, to move forward with some of these deportations. And that was, as I said, three people arrested just yesterday on sexual assault and rape charges. Again, and I'm not saying this is what Peabody Heights stands for. That's not what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at why President Trump won, when you're looking at why Republicans did so well this election cycle, I hope that you look at the fact that many people were not okay with this. And this is not a partisan situation, okay? We're not okay with those that commit crimes. and especially heinous crimes as the ones that I just mentioned that took place in Boston. And so I can understand if you don't like President Trump, I get that. But you have to also understand you probably have many people that are clientele that supported President Trump and closing the border without actually being even a Republican. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Pastor P.M. Smith as he weighed in on safe streets. Also, the windmills in Ocean City. If you live in Ocean City, I want you to be listening at 10 a.m. because I want you to weigh in on that controversy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has opened a new ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland, triggering a sharp response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which says the facility raises the overall nuclear threat and will be attacked if necessary. This comes at a time when the Biden administration prepares to send another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, and at a time when the Russians press their offensive in Ukraine. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President-elect Trump's choice to serve as NATO ambassador. In a landmark antitrust case, the Department of Justice asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser, among other steps. More than 300,000 utility customers still without power in the storm-battered Pacific Northwest. More details at srnnews.com.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens' defensive performance against the Steelers was encouraging last week. Baltimore holding Russell Wilson to just 205 passing yards and the Steelers to 18 points. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says the past, though, doesn't portend the future.
Yeah, we can play better. You know, there's things that we can do better on defense for sure. We'll look at all those things just like we did last week. Next, just because you played a little better this week doesn't mean you're going to play better next week.
And on that note, there could be more changes on the way to the Ravens secondary in the form of newly acquired Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, I thought Trey had a real good game. Has worked really hard to pick up the defense. And still a few things he'll learn, like we, you know, all of our guys are still learning things. We all are. But I thought he played well, and I think he's a nice piece for us back there. Great addition. I'm looking forward to his continuing role and his expanding role.
White taking fourth quarter snaps away from Brandon Stevens in the Steeler game. NFL quarterback ratings per CBS Sports are out through week 11, and the question is, where's Patrick Mahomes? Lamar is number one, followed by Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, and Justin Herbert, 1-5. Mahomes ends up 10th behind Hurts, Daniels, Purdy, and Murray. Just 15 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions through 10 games. And finally, college basketball last night. UConn's women's head coach Gino Auriemma became the NCAA's all-time basketball wins leader, winning game number 1,217. The post-game ceremony, though, was the kicker. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont presenting the coach with a goat, an actual live goat, representing that Auriemma is now, of course, the greatest of all time. No word on what happens next to the real live actual goat. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Overall, a fairly quiet stretch of weather. You might see a brief shower or two today, mainly just cooler temperatures, 52 today. A chance of a raindrop or snowflake overnight. Tomorrow, low pressure to the north, bringing some light snow in the morning, changing to a rain-snow mix, and then showers later in the day, 42 tomorrow. The weekend, no rain, just sunshine Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. The logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
The truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were talking about Fuzzy's Burgers and Peabody Heights. You know, they're going their separate ways. And look, you're a private business. You could do that. You know, you make those decisions. I was just hoping after the election, I was hoping we were going to come together just a little bit. Just a little bit. I got Dave in Baltimore. Dave, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, thanks for taking my call. I tell you, and I know you want to move on from this, and I totally understand, but as a Republican in this state, and as an American Republican, I'm getting a little tired of the left, and this is another example of that on a local scale, right? The left saying we all need to come together, we all need to, you know, mend our ways so that we all get along, and it's basically because they lost, the American people spoke and they lost. It's just another example, albeit locally, of not getting along and not putting their money where their mouth is. And I realize I'm only one person. I knew nothing about this controversy, we'll call it. But I felt compelled to call and say publicly, because you give me a forum to do that. Thank you. Through your show, and I agree with the things that this station, you know, talks about and does. But I am one person, and I can tell you I will not patronize Peabody's. I will search out and patronize Fuzzy's. And I just feel better for being able to say that publicly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I agree with you as well. And, you know, I hope that people do. And Dave, if you're listening, Fuzzy Burgers, they do have a website, and you can see there they have merch. They have a place where it's upcoming events. They do private events. It looks like they go, you know, anywhere and everywhere. And so I also just ask and encourage, you know, those that have a business where you could have somebody, a food truck like Fuzzy's, pull up and sell their burgers right there by your business. I would ask that you reach out and contact Fuzzy's Burgers because it looks like they were at Peabody Heights a lot, almost, you know, all the time. And for Peabody to sever this tie, it's kind of heartbreaking. It really is. And again, I know what Dave's saying, you know, because they're always saying, you know, now they're saying, let's all get along because they lost so bad. But here on the local level, like I said, the Democrats, you know, they won. And there's a lot of government workers, a lot of nonprofit workers, and they're going to continue to vote, you know, in their best interest, which is usually not, you know, towards the Republican side of things. And I get that. But at some point in time, you know, if you want a seat at the table on a national level, you might want to support some Republicans. You might want to do that. I mean, think about some of the Republicans we have, you know, here, including myself in Maryland, that can go down to the White House and have a conversation, that can go to the Capitol and have a conversation. Wouldn't you want me to be able to do that on your behalf, even if you're on the other side of the aisle? Perhaps you have something that you would like to bring to the floor. And now that the Republicans have the majority in the House and the Senate, and you've got Trump in the White House, you can't do that. You can't do that for at least 2 years, and who knows? I think we'll do so well, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen in 2026 here in the midterms. I think Republicans will continue to remain in the majority. And I know that's not, you know, something that you usually see historically, but I think we're going to do so well at changing things around that people are going to vote Republican again. I really do believe that. And if that's the case, to my very liberal friends that want to shut off and cut off all Republicans, are you willing to wait 4 years, possibly, you know, 10 years? I mean, think about this. Really, truly think about it. All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for calling in. And let's see. Marty in the text line said, WCBM should host Fuzzy Burgers one day at the studio. You know what? I will reach out. Believe it or not, I did make contact there with Fuzzy Burgers. At least we'll have him come in and share some more about what he does, you know, where do they usually go with their burger truck. Because this is, you know, it's heartbreaking. Right now, times are hard for everybody. Times are hard for everyone. And the fact that now, you know, this is happening, it's like you're going to have a ton of people without a job. And it's just not right. I really don't think it's fair. All right, we are going to move on. I want to talk about Safe Streets. Pastor P.M. Smith, who I would like to say is a friend of mine, Pastor Smith went to have a conversation, as he does. He does it weekly on Fox 45. And he sat down with Megan, and they were talking about what's been going on at Safe Streets and all of the fraud. And I will say, I am someone, because I've even, you know, sat in the congregation there and listened to Pastor P.M. Smith talk. He is somebody that is a wealth of knowledge. You know, he used to, you know, tell me, Kim, you know, you're talking a lot about Democrat versus Republican when you should be talking more about values and morals and where you stand on those issues. He said, because I think that could actually reach across the aisle. And I agree with him 100%. 100%. As the people say, the left us, that's where they left them. When it comes to, you know, this issue we'll talk about later, right? Men in the female bathroom. I mean, a lot of people aren't down with that, you know, even on the left. Well, anyways, Pastor P.M. Smith was asked about Safe Streets and the fact that now this audit shows that there were some fictitious names that were added to the public record. And they said they did that so that they could be placeholders to make sure that when they did hire individuals in those positions, they would trade out these fictitious names, I guess, for real names. But again, we don't know the real names of any Safe Streets employee as it is. So, you know, a lot of this is hard to believe, but take a listen to Pastor P.M. Smith.
So just about 15 minutes ago, we spoke with Baltimore City's Inspector General Isabel Cummings. She was live here in our studio talking about her office's new report. And this was on the investigation into the Safe Streets program that reveals the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, known as MONSEE, may have used fictitious names to submit to the Board of Estimates for Safe Streets position. So joining us live now, right here on this same couch, from a community standpoint, we have lifelong Baltimore resident, Pastor P.M. Smith. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So this report is out now, broke just hours ago. As you look at this, what is your reaction? Are you surprised? Are you concerned? What's the emotion after hearing this?
Number one, I'm the president of her fan club, so I'm supporting.
Of Inspector General Cummings.
Yes, that's correct. She holds folk accountable. She's fair. She's also an attorney. She's logical. She has sniffed this out. What we're seeing is government fraud.
That's what we're seeing. The mayor gets his check from the taxpayers of Baltimore. The folk who work for Safe Street get their check from the taxpayers of Baltimore. And those three third parties, whether it's Catholic Charities, Living Classrooms, or Life Bridge, they are the shields to keep us from going directly to see what they're doing, how they hired, what are the questions, what's the criteria. She's sniffing it out.
What's interesting is she did her investigation. That report is released. And if you were watching earlier, you heard IG say that this is now being turned over to law enforcement so they can look into. You mentioned that fraud word. I think some people excited holding those accountable, but I think if you live here in Baltimore, the idea of yet another investigation into a city program, city organization, people here is upsetting. You know, your thoughts on that, on this history of issue, if that is what happens.
Well, you use SOS to say save our schools and save our students. SOS stands for something else. Same old stuff. Over and over again, we see office holders in positions of power that we put there steal from us, get caught doing stupid things.
Do you think that's what's happening here? Do you think this was intentional?
I know BS when I smell it. I know con when I hear it. She's turned on the lights. The roaches will be running. That's what we're going to see.
So, again, as someone who has a pulse on the city here, Pastor Smith, my question next is, does our city care? Do the people here care if this program isn't being run correctly or efficiently or effectively? It is taxpayer dollar, but time and time again, we do see, you know, other elected officials be reelected. So is this a concern for the people?
It should be, but this is a one-party city, a one-party state. The governor gets our vote, and he does what he wants to do. The mayor gets our vote. They do what he wants to do. My concern is, why do the voters keep putting the same type of person in those leadership offices over and over and over? It's got to be beyond party. It has to be based on politics. I mean, on policies. It's got to be beyond pigmentation. It's got to be based on policies. It's got to be beyond chromosomes, male or female. It's got to be based on policies. Baltimore, look at the policies that these people represent. Then vote.
Certainly an eye-opening report. We'll see what happens now if it does go further down with law enforcement as they now look into this. Pastor Smith, thank you for the reaction, what the pulse of the city might be feeling right now.
I smell indictment.
I hope not. Thank you.
All right, and that was Megan Gillen sitting down at Fox 45 News with Pastor P.M. Smith. And like I said, I mean, his church is huge. I mean, he's got a lot of following, and a lot of people really believe in him, his word, beautiful family. And yes, he's got values and morals that many of us have that, of course, tune into WCBM every single day. And I don't know if he is a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I don't know. You see, he doesn't talk about that. He talks about policies and he talks about values. And that's where it stops. And so, you know, when you're looking at the landscape here, because we're talking about how hard it is to flip a seat in the Baltimore region, when you have people like Pastor P.M. Smith that isn't afraid to come forward and say that the people running this region are doing a terrible job, the people running the state are doing a terrible job, we need more people like Pastor P.M. Smith that isn't afraid to say these things. I just don't know when that's going to happen, because as we were talking about Peabody Heights, right, this brewery, they basically just kicked out this food truck, Fuzzy's Burgers, because they had the enough courage to didn't even just say that they supported President Trump on their own personal page. Not even on the company page, on the personal page. And so it's like, you know, I do believe that we can turn this corner if you've got enough people that are willing to be courageous enough to say enough is enough. I think we can get somewhere. But right now, and I guarantee you, because I had people working on my campaign that were part of the LGBTQ community. And they said, look, I know most people think that we're going to be on the left, but we're on the right. There are many people in the LGBTQ community that just want to be left alone. They just want to go about their lives. They want to enjoy their gay marriage, not having to talk about it and defend it every single day and talk about how, oh, I'm a victim because I'm part of the community. There are many people in that community that do not feel like that at all. Yet the loudest voices in that community, well, you know, they're the ones that are telling everybody exactly how things got to be. And it's a shame. Now, here you had Pastor P.O. Smith say that he does believe that there is fraud going on there. And he's correct in that. We've talked about this a million times. He's correct in that. I did look it up. Monzi, this is where it gets so confusing, right? Because you got the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. And it's confusing like this on purpose. Don't think that this was just an accident. It's intentional. Monzi, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, they're part of the Mayor's Office, right? So they oversee safe streets. But they don't do the administrative work, apparently, as for safe streets, because that's left up to LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. But Monzi received $13.4 million in ARPA funds back in June. It says June 26, 2023. I wrote down the exact dates there. $13.4 million ARPA funds. And that's federal dollars. So when we were talking yesterday about hopefully federal agents taking this on, you know, beyond raiding safe streets locations, beyond that, I would love to see federal agents go into Monzi, go into that Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, and open the books. That's what I would love to see. They're receiving millions of dollars. Now, we were also talking about who could have possibly been terminated for changing the fictitious names or even placing those fictitious names in public record to begin with. So, of course, yesterday I was going through some things, and I found where there was a young woman by the name of Cindy Burns that made a public statement that she had parted ways with Monzi, and her title was the grant specialist. This was a year ago. She left a month after Shantae Jackson left. She was a grant specialist, and then she was moved over to the communication side because when Shantae left, they had to move Stephanie Mavronis. She's now obviously the director. Stephanie Mavronis was previously the communications director for Monzi. So when they shuffled people around, Sydney ended up going from grant specialist to communications. And so I believe, possibly, because I know some people were asking, do you believe Shantae Jackson actually changed some of those names? It could have been Cindy, who had to depart a year ago. Now, in her statement, she just said that we parted ways. She didn't say whether or not she was terminated. She didn't say whether or not she resigned. And so that's where I think that probably came from. Now, also, real quick, we also were talking about whether or not those names, those fictitious names, had to be there to hold that place for them to receive that money. I don't know. I still don't know. Because when it comes to Safe Streets, that's under Catholic Charities and LifeBridge. Perhaps those nonprofits had to have those placeholders. And now Isabel Cumming is saying that they've since changed that rule where now they don't have to do that. But I will tell you, at Monzi, if you recall, they were looking for a driver and someone else for the Peacemobile. Remember that? The Peacemobile, that's that big old RV that they had pull up to Brooklyn Day, and people went inside, they were playing video games and all this other stuff. They had all these household supplies. Well, Monzi had that approved by the Board of Estimates with a single ask, right? They weren't bringing anything else forward. It was just the driver for the Peacemobile. So Monzi doesn't have to report in fictitious names, but apparently Safe Streets did. So that's now since changed, and I just wanted to make sure we put that out there because we were talking about it yesterday. Coming up next, I did want to bring you some audio here. State Attorney Ivan Bates was asked about Safe Streets and all of this possible fraud, and I'll let you hear that coming up next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't understand why, and I have a whole list of new resistance among blue state Democrats. Why are they so interested in protecting the rights of people that didn't respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty, entered this country with the help of Joe and Kamala Harris, aided and abetted the law-breaking, invited them in, and didn't follow through? It is insane. We have had hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans victims of violent crimes, and I don't for the life of me, and I will never understand it, why the left in this country is not standing up for the rights of Americans.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so you can't wait for Black Friday. Well, neither can Blinds.com, and they are kicking off their savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are right around the corner, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. and swapping out those old blinds for custom window coverings. It's a small project, but it has massive and big results, and Blinds.com makes it simple, easy, and affordable. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They can even handle everything from measuring and installation, and you can get the window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost, whether it's one window or 100. You're going to love Blinds.com. Now, shop Black Friday. Mega deals all month long when you go to Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free measure for a limited time thanks to Blinds.com.
Okay. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Every day a new cabinet nominee from Trump causes liberal heads to explode. It's like an advent calendar from hell for them. We'll see who's next tomorrow. An antitrust bust up.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. You know, this Safe Streets conversation is not going away anytime soon. I suspect now that we know about the fictitious names and at the audit office allowed it, there's a lot more people in on this fraud than I even imagined. And so I can imagine that McKinsey Frost and others are really digging into it. I did want to say, coming up next at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about these windmills coming into Ocean City. And if you are on the Eastern Shore and you want to weigh in, I definitely want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. As I mentioned during the morning drive, there are a lot of people in the governor's office that do actually follow my accounts. And what I would love to do is take the clip, I guess, from the next segment and actually post it with the audio there, and so that they can hear exactly how Ocean City residents, Eastern Shore residents, feel about these windmills coming just 10 miles offshore. It sounds to me that a lot of people are not happy, and they need to know that. They need to know. So again, that's coming up next at the top of the hour. Real quick, I wanted to play for you the sound from State's Attorney Ivan Bates. He was asked about Safe Streets and the fictitious names and the recent, I say recent because there's been so many, the recent fraudulent activity that we now know about thanks to the OIG. Take a listen.
Something like that, it causes and brings up red flags. You know, under the law, H606 should not allow to use fake information in public documents, and that's something extremely concerning. So the simple fact that that's happened, let's just say I can't really go much more in depth about that for a number of reasons, but my office has always looked to make sure we hold those accountable who break the law.
Again, that's State's Attorney Ivan Bates. If you remember, Isabel Cumming, she said, SCIG in Baltimore City, she said that she handed everything over to the police. And, of course, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, he will be the one to prosecute. So he can't really talk about it much, I'm sure. But as you heard there, he understands that it is, in fact, illegal to change any names in public records. And that's what I was talking about when it came to Baltimore County's Executive Johnny Olszewski and this whole situation around Philip Terabasi and that secret pension payment. Somebody in his office changed that Philip Terabasi name to Philip Doe in public record. That is illegal. You cannot do that. And so I hope the IG in Baltimore County, Kelly Madigan, I hope she's on top of that. But it sounds like State's Attorney Ivan Bates is on top of this. So again, this is not going away. It is not going away. And I just, it's crazy to me that people still do all this fraudulent activity, watching Catherine Pugh go down, watching Sheila Dixon go down. You're going to get caught. Okay? Stop breaking the law. Is it that hard? Is it really that hard? Coming up next, we're talking about the windmills in Ocean City. It has been approved. Annapolis said it's a go. And again, Governor Westmore, he said this is part of our agenda. You know, we're all fine with this going electric. So we'll discuss all that more coming up next.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court is anti-Semitic. The ICC accuses Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and some Hamas officials of war crimes stemming from the war in Gaza. The U.S. has opened a new ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland. It's triggering a sharp response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which says the facility raises the overall nuclear threat. This comes at a time when the Biden administration prepares to send another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, and at a time when the Russians press their ground offensive in Ukraine.
Russia's amassing thousands and thousands of troops in the Kursk region, and most of them are now moving by foot. In addition, they've also shifted forces they've received from North Korea, up to 12,000 already, into the same region to start to push back Ukrainian forces. So now the idea is to move as individuals on foot and have harder targets.
Correspondent Tara Kopp. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President-elect Trump's choice for ambassador to NATO.
Trump said in a statement, Whitaker was a strong warrior and loyal patriot who will ensure the United States' interests are advanced and defended and strengthen relationships with our NATO allies and stand firm in the face of threats to peace and stability. The president-elect has expressed skepticism about NATO, the bedrock Western alliance, for years.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Life in prison, no chance of parole. The sentence imposed on Venezuelan national Jose Ibarra for the murder of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. More than 325,000 utility customers without power in Washington state as the Pacific Northwest is pummeled by a powerful storm. At least two deaths are attributed to the storm. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 55 points while the NASDAQ is down 110. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Carroll County school bus cameras have captured nearly 2,700 stop arm violations since the start of the school year on September 3rd. According to the Carroll County Times, more than 1,300 of the violations resulted in citations. The civil violations mean drivers get a $250 fine, but they do not receive points on their license. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office says the numbers were higher this October when compared to the past few years, and drivers need to be aware that when a school bus has its red lights flashing and its stop arm out,
they need to stop. The Maryland Transportation Authority is reminding drivers to be prepared for wind warnings and restrictions on bridges with windy conditions from Friday into Saturday. At the Bay Bridge, there's the potential for eastbound delays during the afternoon rush, and any rain or snow showers, wind warnings or restrictions will prevent two-way traffic operations. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland's real estate expert. Vinny, I'm going to get right to it. Is now a good time to sell your home?
The simple answer, Sean, is yes, because home values remain high, inventory levels are still low, so it's a perfect combination of events to create a unique environment for home sellers this fall.
So what are sellers out there looking for?
Good question, Sean. Sellers want certainty, especially when we're coming up against the holidays. They want to be able to get their price within their time frame, all without the typical hassles. Our exclusive multiple cash offer system gives sellers the option to have 4 to 6 cash offers within minutes. Plus, they can receive an offer from a buyer who would live in the home as well. When the buyers compete, the seller always wins.
So now's a great time to sell with certainty, options, and with Vinny Steele, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker very forthcoming yesterday about his struggles this season. Arguably the game's greatest kicker, having an extremely subpar year. Third to last in the NFL in field goal percentage. Tucker opened up about his performance and how he feels about it.
Yeah, I mean, I do take it very personally. Anytime I leave a kick out there, it bothers me. You know, for all the fans, supporters, coaches, players, anybody that cares about Ravens football, believe me when I say nobody takes it more personally than I do.
Then a little later, he continued.
Exact same time, my particular line of work requires, in my opinion, that I compartmentalize my feelings and I leave them to the side and I focus on the action of kicking the ball and not the consequence.
Tucker has missed 6 kicks on the year, all wide left. From 2019 to 21, Tucker missed 6 total over 3 years. NFL Hall of Fame semifinalists have been whittled down, and both Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda have made the cut. Also on the list, Eli Manning, which brings up the question, is 2 Super Bowl championships enough to get you in? Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarek Skubal won the Cy Young in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished 5th. And finally, from the NBA, the great Bob Butterbean Love has passed away on Monday. You may remember Bob Love as a smooth shooting forward on the Bulls back in the 1970s. Could shoot with both hands, crafty around the basket. He suffered from a severe stuttering disability and seldom spoke, but later in life took speech therapy, conquered his affliction, and became a prolific public speaker. Bob Love was 81, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We have a break in the rain. There's only a slight chance of a shower today, 52 the high. Tomorrow, light snow in the morning, then a rain snow mix, and then showers in the afternoon. A soggy day, 42. Sunshine through the weekend, though. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 48 in Perry Hall, 46 in Pikesville, and 48 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Oh, gosh, we had so much to talk about the first hour, but the second hour is just as good. I promise you that. We're actually taking this story all the way to Ocean City. Now, I know for a fact that we have listeners in the Ocean City area because I spoke at Washington College in Chestertown I guess that was actually a month ago. And I met so many of you that told me that you listened to the show. Well, this segment is all about Ocean City. It's all about you, and I want to get your feedback on this. So I'm going to give you the phone number now, just in case you want to call in. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're talking about the wind turbines, and thank you to the texter who told me to stop saying windmills. I've stopped. I've completely stopped. We're talking about the wind turbines that just have been approved 10 miles off the shore there in Ocean City. Now, Channel 11 has this story, and it's all about climate change. You know, that's exactly what people voted for this time around. It was climate change. I had no idea. As soon as I talk to everybody and they tell me inflation, the economy, energy costs because they're too high, you know, we're gonna put climate change in that because that's going to go towards our goal when it comes to energy costs. Did you know that? No, I know. It doesn't make any sense. But this is what they're talking about today. All right. So Maryland's climate change goal to develop a robust offshore wind industry is receiving support from the Biden administration, and Governor Westmore is on board. Now, you might remember this because a lot of people were talking about this back in June. And that is when people were reporting that the governor signed an MOU with the federal government for offshore wind energy projects. So I want to take you back there. This is David Collins with Channel 11. Take a listen.
The partnership is mutually beneficial. The governor and president have ambitious green energy goals, and they both view offshore wind as a cornerstone of that effort. Offshore wind turbines are the unofficial guideposts of Maryland's path toward a clean energy future. The priority comes at a time when the industry is entering an uncertain phase. Headwinds of supply chain issues and high interest rates forced Ørsted to withdraw its two wind farm plans off the coast of Maryland. But U.S. Wind remains committed. It will build 22 turbines 20 miles off the coast of Ocean City, generating enough electricity to power 92,000 homes. According to federal officials, the Mar Wind project is moving forward. The company could get final federal approval this fall.
Yes, it is on schedule. We are on track and going through an efficient yet diligent review to make sure that we're fully analyzing the impacts.
The Biden-Harris administration, in recognition of Maryland's clean energy efforts, signed a memorandum of understanding Friday. It is a partnership to coordinate development of offshore wind in Maryland.
And so Maryland's serious about offshore wind because we're serious about actually achieving our goals. Not just because of what it means for the environment, but also importantly for what it means for our economy.
The U.S. wind project is expected to support 1,300 jobs. The company will also be making wind turbine parts at Trade Point Atlantic.
This memorandum of understanding is important because this is the play that we're going to run.
The MOU spells out how the federal partnership will work to plan for and to take action to enhance the state's offshore wind industry.
It is also a huge opportunity to put people to work in the transition to a clean energy economy.
Eventually and ultimately lowering energy prices for people in Maryland, in this region, and across the country. That's the promise of renewable energy.
We know there's no time to waste in making bold investments to combat climate change.
The MOU also creates a task force to look for ways to expand the industry. It comes days after the governor signed an executive order pushing his ambitious green energy agenda. Reporting from City Dock in Annapolis, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right. And so that was back in June. That was specifically on June 7th of this year. And that's the audio that we're using here. And just so you know, at that point in time, there was this MOU. But so you know, in Annapolis, it has been approved. Now, you've got a lot of people weighing in online from the Ocean City area saying, you know what, we don't want this. And so you've got concerns from fishermen. They're not so excited about it. And they, back in June, made those concerns very public. They expressed concerns basically saying that the mutual beneficial partnership underscores ambitious green energy goals set by the president and the governor, who both view offshore wind as a cornerstone of efforts. The fishermen were saying that they believe that this is going to make their job much harder and that this is going to upset, I guess, exactly what they have gone so far as the fishing and everything that they do on a daily basis as they, you know, make their livelihood on each day. There was also some concerns about it being so close from Ocean City officials saying that those wind turbines would be an eyesore, which, of course, it would be. If it's only 10 miles off the coast, yes, it's an eyesore, and yes, it would disrupt the fishing. There's no doubt about this. Okay, you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be part of the clean energy crew. There's no doubt about it. And so I wanted you guys to weigh in, especially if you're in the Ocean City area. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this on my social media. Already you can listen to whatever show we have. It is archived on WCBM.com. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this out separately, and I'm going to post it with the audio so that those in the governor's office that follow me, hello to you guys. I know exactly who you are. I want you to be able to hear from the residents yourself. You don't have to hear it from me. I want you to hear from them. I've got Diana in Ocean City. Diana, thank you so much for calling. How do you feel about these wind turbines?
I'm very much against them for a multitude of reasons. Where would you like us to start? The latest or history?
You know, wherever you want to start, Diana. I mean, really, truly.
Well, let's first start with the fact that this program is not fully approved, and it requires local permits as well. What happened yesterday in Annapolis was that the Board of Public Works, although telling us they were approving a pier, approved a wetlands permit for a pier that is made of cement, is 350 feet long by 30 feet wide, which is not a pier, that's a loading dock. And comes with steel pilings that are embedded into the surface. I think it's a good 10 feet. What they are proposing to do in the West Ocean City Harbor will destroy the commercial fishing industry in Maryland. And it's the commercial fishing industry in this harbor is the only place we have. And it is, I can't extrapolate the numbers fully, but last year I think our small fleet of commercial fishing boats produced over $4 million in revenue to the state. Yesterday my friend's husband was out commercial fishing, and just his catch from yesterday feeds over 4,000 families. And in an effort to greenlight a path for an Italian company, everybody must understand that U.S. Wind is misnomed. It's owned by Renexia, which is a holding of Toto Holdings. They are Italian. And in an effort to fund their project with our tax dollars and force us to purchase intermittent electricity from them, the government, it doesn't care what's happening to Ocean City, doesn't care what's happening to Worcester County, doesn't care what's happening to your property values. And further, because I personally made them aware of this, knowing full well that the components to this project are under severe scrutiny right now. The blades have never been tested. There isn't a facility that can test blades of this site. They're breaking off the coast of England. We have one broken blade in New England that has polluted the beaches from Long Island to Nova Scotia. And we're told that there are 14 more bad blades in New England, and our government wants to push this forward. This is now the federal government, so quickly that they are allowing Vineyard Wind to inspect the supposed 14 other damaged blades only visually.
Oh my gosh.
Right now we're not in trouble because BOEM has shut that project down, but a good nor'easter and we're going to have carbon fiber, plastic, fiberglass, and chemicals all over our water.
Oh.
That's not taking into account what happens when these turbines break and something called CF6 is released into our atmosphere, which is way deadlier than any CO2 and lives in our atmosphere for 3,000 years. So in an effort to have a green energy policy, I've just given you a few examples of how we are not being diligent. We're not looking at what's happening to our environment and our coast in real time in New England. We're not learning lessons from Germany. They have blackouts. They're cold. Finland has just stopped all offshore winds. Dogger's Bank off of England is using the same blade technology, and they have failures. Ask me a question. I could go on for hours.
Well, no, Diana, I appreciate you calling in because I'm learning so much from you as well. My first question is, when it comes to the local elected officials there, I'm certain you've already spoken to them. Have you gotten anywhere with them, and have they gotten anywhere with both, you know, the governor or even the federal government?
The local officials in Ocean City are unanimously against this. There are, and for several reasons. We can start economically, because even in the written documents, well, this is Orsted's written documents now, they anticipate a 15% loss in tourism. Ugh. So for our county alone, that's humongous, because we're fairly independent of the state of Maryland. I think we take less than 20% of state dollars to fund our education system here. So a loss of 15% of tourism is massive. Yeah. for us and for the state. I think I lost my train of thought. That is certainly the first reason. The second reason is we don't want to give up our commercial fishing harbor and our commercial fishermen. And so all of our elected officials are working diligently at the federal level and the state level, but our efforts go unnoticed. Our efforts fall on deaf ears. I certainly participated in the Board of Public Works hearing yesterday to hear Governor Moore thank all of us and tell us that our concerns are heard. And actually, here's how they tell us our concerns are heard. So, peer specific. The first plans that were submitted for the harbor were so huge, they even took over the federal waters. Because we're a commercial fishing harbor, the center of the harbor is considered federal waters. About a few days prior to the first hearing, there was so much uproar from locals, from the industry, that U.S. Wind changed its permit. And they changed their permit from over 353 feet down to what I would call a little tiny pier that, you know, basically looks like something somebody would want to do in their backyard. They didn't give anybody, not our elected officials, not anybody who lives in this town, the time to properly, to see what the change was so we could have comments at the hearing. And in fact, they changed the location of the hearing and didn't tell our elected officials until hours before the hearing was to start. So we had to scramble on many levels to be able to speak intelligently to this project. Shortly thereafter, another application was submitted, which put the project 90% of the way back to the original application, which is what has recently been approved. So we're not playing on fair ground. We're not playing with fair people.
Yeah.
And this is a major battle, and I really think that all of your supporters, you know, if they want to learn about what is really happening with offshore wind, Ocean City specifically, they should go to SaveOceanCity.org. They should join, nobody has to join any of these, but they should go to another page called greenoceans.org. They should go to Act for Whales, and where they can see exactly what's happening in real time in New England, which they can also do at Green Oceans. Okay. And there's so many resources out there, and most of which are on the SaveOceanCity.org page, which tell the truth about what is happening, which tells the truth about everything we're fighting. For example, if anybody, there's synopsises of the environmental impact statement, where they can read in Boehm's own words everything negative that will happen because of these wind turbines. One being, because the cables are going to go through the Schuster Horseshoe Crab sanctuary, one being the detriment to the horseshoe crabs, which nobody knows, but there's an industry that safely and effectively bleeds them, because their blue blood is necessary to make sure every vaccine you take is safe, to make sure all of your IVs are safe.
Right.
So it's so instrumental to our medical society, but nobody cares. And then the shoe store preserve is one of the largest in the world.
Well, Diana,
we don't care.
Diana, I can tell you I care. If you could hold on 1 second, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come right back. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right. Hold on for me, Diana. Thank you so much. We're going to continue this conversation.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com, PlanBaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about what's going on in Ocean City, or what is going to go on in Ocean City in regards to the wind turbines. And we're speaking to Diana in Ocean City on the phone. And I appreciate Diana because she is really schooling me on a lot of this. Real quick, Doug in the text line says, morning, Kim. Offshore wind power is not a cheap source of producing electricity. It costs a lot more than onshore wind power. The Ocean City offshore plant is just another corrupt political deal. Doug, I agree and I believe you 100%. Diana, are you still with us?
I am.
Well, Diana, first of all, thank you for taking the time. I know you have other things to do. But you were just telling us more about how this is going to affect, you know, not just Ocean City, but the state of Maryland economically.
Of course it will. I mean, a 15% reduction in tourism to the state of Ocean City has massive tens of millions and millions of dollars of negative fiscal impact on the entire state, you know, let alone the stated loss in property values, which will result in less property tax dollars going to the state. This project hasn't been considered as a whole, and you know, interestingly for me, because as you just read from the gentleman that sent some information in, it's intermittent power. It's exceptionally expensive power. In Virginia, where Dominion's plant is already under production, they've already increased the residential electric bill by $128 per year per resident. And ironically, Dominion states that money is going to be used to build a gas-fired power plant onshore to supplement the wind power plant when it's not working.
Oh, my goodness.
So we see the full circle come. This is all about tax dollars and tax credits, not really about clean energy. In New York, there is a proposal on the table to raise the per megawatt hour from, don't quote me exactly, I'm pulling a lot from memory right now, but I think it's $36 a megawatt hour to $148. And all of this is going to be put on the ratepayers. And that's after we've fed our tax dollars on both the federal and state level to these foreign entities. So, and where I was, I strayed a little, but where I was going with that is that I find it interesting that every major player in AI is now looking towards nuclear energy as their clean source to power their AI. It's Google. One of the major three are turning back on one of the plants at Three Mile Island. So to be used as their source of clean energy, because you can't get the energy this country needs from wind.
Right. Right. Well, Diana, thank you so much. And I wrote down here, saveoceancity.org, greenoceans.org, and Act for Whales. Is there anything else that we can follow and, hopefully participate in? I think this is going to interest many people.
So there are many Facebook pages out there that where people can follow. There is Protect Our Coast Del Marva has a petition to just asking the state governor to just pause this project until we can get real data and real research from New England and Virginia on the effects, all of the effects that this has. So if they would like to go to change.org and support Ocean City by signing Protect Our Coast Del Marva's petition, we'd really appreciate that. And SaveOceanCity.org has links on its website to all sources.
Well, thank you, Diana, so much. I appreciate you waiting on the line and actually informing us about what's going on in Ocean City. When we get back, we'll continue this discussion, and we'll also talk about Representative Matt Gaetz on Capitol Hill.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than 325,000 utility customers without power across parts of the Pacific Northwest, the region being pounded by a powerful and deadly storm known as a bomb cyclone. Used home sales rose last month, marked the first annual gain in more than 3 years. October sales were up 3.4% from September. Home prices increased as well. The Trump team fighting hard to win Senate confirmation of the president-elect's nominees. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance accompanied Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz to meetings yesterday with Republican senators, some of whom have been reluctant to support Gaetz. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing criticism for fighting to ban men who identify as women from using women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. On Wall Street, the Dow 15 points higher. This is SRN News.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leek with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The old saying in sports is that you can't let one game beat you twice. And so it was with John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, moving on after a gut-wrencher like Pittsburgh.
Can't get all down on yourself and start saying, we didn't do this right, we didn't do that right, we're going to beat ourselves up. You feel bad about it, but then you pick yourself off the mat and you go to work because we've got a big game coming up. And if we win this game, we're going to be in great shape. If we don't win this game, it's not going to be the end of the world. That's just a fact.
Meanwhile, in L.A., John's brother Jim was asked if there was any additional experience excitement this week with the two brothers facing off on Monday night.
Excitement of the big game, and I'm sure my brother looks at it the same way I do, same way our family does. It's about the two teams.
Doesn't really sound too excited to me. Vegas, by the way, has installed the Ravens as a three-point favorite. ESPN reporting that Ravens Hall of Famer Ray Lewis is being considered for the head coaching job at Florida Atlantic University. The school is denying the report. Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarek Skubal won the Cy Youngs in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. And the Capitals have now placed Alex Ovechkin on injured reserve. Ovechkin is considered week to week with a lower left leg injury, and going on IR rules him out for at least the next three games. But it could be much longer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com. CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
Overall, a fairly quiet stretch of weather. You might see a brief shower or two today, mainly just cooler temperatures, 52 today. A chance of a raindrop or snowflake overnight. Tomorrow, low pressure to the north, bringing some light snow in the morning, changing to a rain-snow mix, and then showers later in the day, 42 tomorrow. The weekend, no rain, just sunshine Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Harford County.
All right, we're speaking to Diana, who called in from Ocean City. Again, Diana, thank you so much. The wind turbines that are going to be on their way to Ocean City. Meanwhile, Ocean City elected officials do not want them. The fishermen do not want them. The residents do not want them. The tourists, I'm sure, even if you had them weigh in, they do not want them. I got a text here from Calvin in Howard County. Calvin says, Kim, I was a purchasing agent for the federal government. You have to do a cost analysis before purchasing items that take a period of time to pay back and break even point. Sometimes it is not cost effective to purchase it. Wind generation is not cost effective to provide 90,000 to 90,000 homes. No, Calvin, I agree with you. And that's a lot of what Diana was saying there as well. It's like, you know, they're jumping through all these hoops and they're making all these changes. And it's obviously very political to go along with this climate change agenda. But not only do people not want it, it's not cost effective. And as she mentioned there, I mean, you end up with the rolling blackouts. It does, you know, it takes more than wind and wind turbines to provide electricity to all of the things that we are doing here in society. And again, you don't have to be, you know, a nuclear energy scientist to figure this out. You don't have to be an engineer to finish this out. It's clear, right? It's common sense. And so here, again, we're in a situation where you got the elites, those that, you know, they want this, they're making money off of this. To them, it sounds good. It makes them look good. Their resumes are polished with this. They're making the decisions on the behalf of their constituents, and the constituents are saying, no, we don't want it. It's like a dictatorship here in the state of Maryland, in case anybody has yet to notice. This is what's happening. Even when you see the Baltimore region, we talk about safe streets and how Mayor Scott wants safe streets to take the place of Baltimore City Police. Well, it's like, nobody wants that but you. So, again, why are you doing this? And those that voted to have Mayor Scott take over the police department, you know, I guess I look at those people as low information voters, right? They're silly. They don't do any research. They hear something. It sounds good. They were probably a part of the defund the police movement. And this sounds like the right thing to do. Meanwhile, this is against their own best interest, right? What he's going to do is he's going to have more safe streets, less police, which means you're going to have less people on the streets protecting the public that have arresting powers. Is that really what you want? At a time where right now we're talking about the elderly being targeted by juvenile carjackers, do you really want more Safe Street workers to talk to juveniles about carjacking the elderly? Or do you want them detained and taken off the streets? You see, time and time again, this low information voter thing is tough. And then, of course, as we talked about many times, you got people that make money off of this. So, of course, they're going to vote that way as well. It's a shame. It really is. Before I move on here to the next topic, I did want to note tomorrow we have a victims' rights activist on our show at 11 a.m. She's executive director with the Victim Rights Reform Council and founder of Victim Rights New York. She's going to give us the latest on the Daniel Petty case. I know there are, some people have been paying attention to it. Some people have not. I've not been paying a ton of attention to it. And so she's going to come on tomorrow at 11 o'clock and talk to us about it. Daniel Petty, that's another situation where, you know, of course, they wanted less police in New York City. That's what they were told. You need less police. You need to defund the police. You know, let mentally deranged people just hang out on the subways. Who cares, right? And that's what happened. And then you had a situation where a mentally deranged individual started to attack someone else. And because there were no police, there weren't anybody there to really, you know, take control of the situation, here you had a hero, Daniel Petty, who stepped up, and I think there was one other gentleman that also stepped up on that subway to save those victims that mentally deranged person was coming after. Well, at the end of all of this, Daniel Petty, the hero, was arrested. Remember this? Well, anyways, the executive director of the Victim Rights Reform Council, she'll be on with us at 11 o'clock tomorrow. I just want to make sure you know that. Then she's going to give us the latest on the Daniel Petty story. I've been watching some of the videos of his mother going in and out of the courtroom. It's a heartbreaking situation. I hope it ends in a lawsuit filed by Daniel Petty and his family, and I hope that they get more, you know, at least more exposure on the situation so this doesn't happen again. But, of course, you can't take this time back that Daniel Petty has been spending behind bars. But, again, that's tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I do have John. John, you wanted to weigh in about the wind turbines?
Yes, I do.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to commend you on your job you do on the talk radio. We listen to you down the Eastern Shore as well, so thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in, too, because there's a lot going on, and it sounds like you guys don't have a ton of say. What did you want to weigh in on in regards?
Well, 2 points, if I might make. First of all, the Eastern Shore is used to being, and I go back to our elite governor, Martin O'Malley, but you know, he spent millions upon millions upon millions of federal dollars to put a factory in Salisbury that was going to make the sheets for the putting on the roofs to have electricity. And that company, despite, I think it was a couple hundred million dollars in there, within 18 months was gone. It was empty. And now it's filled by, I think, a beverage company. So that's one thing. The second thing, the only roads that ever get fixed on the Eastern Shore by the state is Route 50 so that they can get the Arlington and Montgomery County and Prince George's people to get to Ocean City. But finally, the last and the most important point is certainly the fishing industry and the commercial fishery industry is very important. But those wind things do break down. They do put pollution into the water. And that, people forget, is the number one breeding ground for the blue crab. The blue crab females go out to Chesapeake Bay and spread as far down as South Carolina and as far north as above to New Jersey, spreading their eggs to be hatched and then come back into the bays and into the estuaries as the crabs that we eat and all enjoy. Putting that kind of pollution along that 20-mile strip out in the ocean would be between 20 and 50 miles out in the ocean on the shelf, would create tremendous problems for the crabs who are already under pressure as far as our populations are concerned. So they're really sticking the knife to us down here. And, you know, the trouble is what the Democratic governors of Maryland want from Prince George's and Montgomery County, they get. And we pay the price here on the shore.
Yeah, John, it saddens me because I follow Governor Moore on social media, and he has been spending an awful lot of time in Ocean City, and I thought he was going to be there speaking to many individuals like yourself and perhaps change his mind on this project, but I guess they're just too far in.
Well, we talk, but they don't listen, unfortunately, and, we just aren't, there's not that many voters that they have to worry about. You know, they're more worried about the individuals that will receive the monies, and sometimes the monies go and they never produce anything, interestingly enough, when it's political, and go into somebody's pocket, and it certainly isn't into pockets down here, or for that matter, in the general working pocket. So, when is it going to end? I really hope that, as you're a part of, we can start turning the big ship. It's going to take a long time with Mr. Trump and his, hopefully, J.V. Vance or whoever follows him, and hopefully you in office as well, can start turning that boat, because it's going to, as you've said before, it's going to take decades to turn a lot of this around. And if they're continuing what they're doing, it might be impossible to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the scary part. John, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, and I have a text here that goes back to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. It says, don't forget the number of transmission lines needed to move this energy from these turbines to the consumer. That'll be the Piedmont Reliability Project 2.0. I agree with you, Texter. It's just so sad. That, and just think about it. When we're talking about the blue crabs, we're talking about crabs in general. What is Maryland known for? We're known for the crab. Why on earth would we disrupt that industry in any way? That is our industry. That is what we have. And it's all about money. I hope that, because I know Congressman Andy Harris right now, the only Republican in our delegation here in the state of Maryland, I hope that he is able to use the leverage, and I know this sounds terrible to those that want this Francis Scott Key bridge up swiftly, but I'm hoping he uses some leverage here and says, you know what? I know you want this money for the bridge. I know you want money for other projects, but guess what? These wind turbines, it ain't gonna happen, right? And then for him to be the congressman out there in Ocean City, I really do hope he takes this on and leads the charge. We shall see. I got James in Baltimore. James, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. Thank you very much. I appreciate all that you do. My family's been involved with Ocean City since the 50s. And in January, I went to Ocean City. Congressman Andy Harris had a congressional hearing at the convention center. He had six subject matter experts there, two other congressmen from Delaware and New Jersey. And the convention center was packed. After you listen to the subject matter experts, no way could they ever build these wind turbines. U.S. Wind is not a U.S. company. These are foreign carpetbaggers that are coming to town. They want to rape Ocean City and then move on. And this is not a well-thought-out plan. One of the experts who's talked about these companies doing some research on the ocean floor, and their research ended up destroying the hearing of the humpback whale. And the whales only navigate through their hearing. They can't see. As a result, they cannot hear. They get sliced up by the propellers of the ships going up and down the channel. The Coast Guard spoke that with these wind turbines being the blades, the towers being so much taller, the blades being so much longer, it creates a shadow effect. And this is a national security issue because the Coast Guard said our radar system does not work, and we will not be able to rescue anyone. And once you hear this, Congressman Harris's congressional hearing, no way could they have this. Going up and down Ocean Highway, the signage on the buildings, on the businesses, and the convention center is Save Our Beach, No Wind Turbines. There's not one sign that says we support the wind turbine. It's not a well thought out plan. People go to Ocean City for the beach, the boardwalk, the ocean, and the view. And the view would be destroyed forever. Thank you so much, Kim. Take care now.
No, James, thank you. I appreciate you weighing in here. And this is what's so sad. As you can hear, people in Ocean City do not want this at all. And I am just floored that you had Governor Westmore, because we even talked about it on the show. He was in Ocean City almost daily, right? Even before, you know, the election cycle really got started here. I guess that was, what, March, April? He was in Ocean City even before that. And so I had figured he would be talking to individuals that live there about the wind turbines. I guess it didn't happen. I got a reminder here. Monroe County Executive Johnny Olszewski's wife is in Annapolis lobbying for these wind farms. Yes, we have to make sure we keep that in the forefront in this conversation as well, because here he is on his way to Congress. Right? This is all connected. And again, I'm not saying that everybody's, you know, a low information voter. I'm not saying that. But when people really start to peel back the layers, you can see what's happening. I got Adam in Ocean City. Adam, good morning. You wanted to weigh in? All right. I guess Adam could not hang on there. Adam, if you want to call back, you can. Again, this is a very serious topic. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a heck of a fight. But like I mentioned, you've got Congressman Andy Harris, who does care, and he could use this as leverage. And don't forget our big poll on the website here, WCBM.com. The poll question says, do you think the Trump administration will cut certain funding to Maryland? Okay. They're going to need to present this with all the proposals for these wind farms. This, you know, I don't want to see President Trump cut funding. I don't think it's actually going to really happen. He's not that kind of guy. I know everybody, they tried to paint him as like this big monster or the boogeyman. He's not any of those things. But I think this needs to be brought to his attention as soon as possible. As soon as possible. If they want federal funding at all for this wind, for these wind turbines, it should be a no. It should be a no. It's not what the people want. And Governor Westmore has probably made a lot of promises. And now he probably can't get out of them. But if the funding's not there, the funding isn't there. I remember us talking on this show. When was it? Might have been back in January, where Governor Westmore was then talking about his proposed budget for his climate change efforts. Do you remember that? He wanted to put $1 billion with a B, $1 billion aside for climate change efforts. Climate change efforts. Now, mind you, I mean, these are things like you're hoping that you can change, what, the emissions in the air. There's no definitive data that will tell you that you're actually going to change anything in the future, right? It's just like the plastic bag ban. We had Luke McFadden on, the crabber, and Luke sat here in studio and told us, yeah, they can ban plastic bags in Maryland all day. It doesn't matter. The waters in which we share with New York and Pennsylvania, a lot of what you see in the waters is coming down from New York and Pennsylvania. So he said, if they're not on board, if you don't have the surrounding states on board, it doesn't make sense. And this is what we were talking about it because of November of last year, Monroe County Executive put in place the plastic bag ban. And there were many of you that called the show and said, man, this is so inconvenient. I can't believe we're doing this. I remember our friend Alan Woodlawn was talking about the fight that was breaking out at Giants. You know? And it was like, but they didn't care. They didn't care. We actually had to make noise to make sure they didn't charge the senior citizens picking up their prescriptions every week because they wanted to charge for the prescription bags. Remember that? The little white paper bags you get your prescription medicine in? They wanted to charge. They wanted to charge for those as well. And they got so much backlash, they finally took it off. But these are the kind of people that are running the state. This is the kind of, Johnny O is the kind of person we're now sending to Congress in District 2. It's heartbreaking. But this is what we have. And again, there's people that make money off of it. And then there's people that are just low-information voters that aren't paying attention, and Republicans are racist, Trump is racist, the orange man bad, and that's where they are. But we'll continue to talk about it, because obviously it is extremely important. Coming up next, real quick, I do want to talk about where Representative Matt Gaetz stands as far as the Ethics Committee and whether or not they're going to release that report. In case you didn't hear about it, I got that information for you.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease. But she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
History happened here for 100 years.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT. The Japanese began the war from the air at Pearl Harbor. They have been repaid many fold, and the end is not yet.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation about the wind turbines that are most likely on their way to Ocean City. But you know what? That doesn't mean we can't put up a fight. I got a text here from Scott. Scott says, Scott in Westminster says, Kim, will you ever consider doing a live show from Ocean City during the warmer weather? You know, Scott, that's a great idea. And we don't even have to wait till warmer weather. We don't have to. If there is a business or anything, any place where you could have people come in and even share their opinions, you know, maybe if it's like a diner situation or just anywhere, right? Because we could have any venue and then have it catered, have something fun. If you have anything like that that you could set up in Ocean City, I'll come out there. And I'm sure WCBM wouldn't mind at all. If you could email me, kimklasik@gmail.com, kimklasik@gmail.com. If you have a place in which you would love to have us come out there and we can do the show out there, Scott, that's an excellent idea. I want to learn more. I want to talk more about this. I want to hear from more people in the Ocean City area. I want to hear from people that travel to Ocean City. There are many people that live near where I am in Middle River that have beach houses in Ocean City. I want to hear from you too. This is a serious conversation, and I feel like Governor Westmore and his political friends are being bullies. It's the same way I feel about the Maryland Reliability or Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Do I have a caller that wants to talk about this, Brian? Is that... Okay, somebody that was talking about somebody. Okay, sorry, I didn't see the comment there. So we are going to talk about Matt Gaetz here for a second. But again, if you want me to come out to Ocean City, I'm game. KimKlasik@gmail.com. Matt Gaetz, right now, the story is in Politico and everywhere else you want to find it. The House Ethics Panel did not agree to release the Gaetz report just yet. Again, not yet. It's not the end of the saga. However, as the House panel is expected to meet again on December 5th, so this is like kicking the can down the road, basically. I've got an anonymous caller here I'm going to get to. Oh, okay. Well, here, you wanted to weigh in on Matt Gaetz?
Yes. Kim, how are you doing?
Well, is that, Terrell, is that you?
This is me, hon.
How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You wanted to weigh in on Matt Gaetz?
Yes, I wanted to. Hey, Kim, with a name like the Prom King, everybody knows something up. But, Kim, what I want to talk about are these girls. These girls' parents. Now, Kim, I want to know what color they are. I want to know where they come from, and I want to know why their parents was not involved in knowing where these girls were at. These girls were out there prostituting. Okay,
Terrell, I saw a little bit of a headline on that, and you're right, that is what they were doing, and that's why I think the Ethics Committee is having a hard time moving it forward, because they're saying they're not really credible witnesses, which I disagree with, but that's what they're saying.
No, Kim, that's what I'm saying, Kim. You should be more into this. Now, I have three daughters, and I have seven grandkids. Five of them are girls, and I have three great-grandgirls, okay? And I can't imagine, and you have a daughter, Olivia.
Yes.
And we cannot imagine anybody like Matt Gaetz, anybody messing around with these girls and the parents. Now, Kim, if it was me out there and that was one of my granddaughters and they were out there doing what these girls were doing, Kim, you would tell the police to lock me up. To lock me up. So I'm saying to you, get in these people's cases, especially in Matt Gaetz's case, because he has no business doing this. Well, and their parents' case.
Well, Terrell, I appreciate you calling in. We got to still say allegedly here, because, again, the Ethics Committee is saying that they're still trying to decide, because they originally said they weren't going to release it, right? And then, of course, you had all these senators' meetings saying, no, we want it released. He's now been tapped for AG. It just, I'm not so certain that there's a there. Now, were these girls out on these trips and doing things? Most likely. And so that's an issue with the girls and their parents. That's not on Matt Gaetz, right? And then the guy that was involved, remember, he's already behind bars because there was a level of human trafficking there. But Terrell, I understand you. I understand your passion. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's going on in Carroll County as far as cleaning up the drug epidemic. And then also Congressman Corey
Mills. For
many of
you, the past few years have been rough due to high inflation, interest rates spiraling out of control, high prices on groceries, utility, medical costs, and insurance skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight onto their spending. Hi, this is Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements. I fully understand the situation, but I've got good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling because there's some necessary work that must be done first, AES is here to help you through some of the most difficult times. Right now, AES Builders and Home Improvement is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or how small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. We also give you the lowest possible price without cutting corners. Call us today, 1-800-787-SAVE, or online at aeshome.us.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than 325,000 utility customers still without power across parts of the Pacific Northwest, the region pounded by a powerful and deadly storm known as a bomb cyclone.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here.
Down trees killed at least 2 people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump team fighting hard to win Senate confirmation of President-elect Trump's nominees. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance accompanied Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz to meetings yesterday with Republican senators, some of whom have been reluctant to support Gaetz. South Carolina GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace facing some sharp criticism for fighting to ban men who identify as women from using women's restrooms on Capitol Hill.
Mace said she had plans to put the bill on the 119th Congress rules package or bring it to the floor as a standalone rule. She began flagging the issue with fellow Congress members after Representative-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware became the first openly transgender person elected to Congress. When House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared that he opposed a resolution, Mace called him and others that disagree bullies who would not force her into submission. Mace said her concerns over who can access single-sex facilities stems from being a survivor of assault. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Existing home sales rose last month, marking the first annual gain in more than 3 years. October sales up 3.4% from the month of September. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 336 points, the NASDAQ 68 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Maryland transportation officials are urging residents and visitors to travel safely as the Thanksgiving holiday gets underway. Officials say folks who are driving to their destinations should be aware of increased traffic and plan accordingly. Nationwide AAA is predicting that nearly 80 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more over the holiday, and nearly 72% will be traveling by car. MDOT and state law enforcement are asking those behind the wheel to drive sober, buckle up, pay attention, be patient, and slow down or move over for stopped or parked vehicles along the road. A decomposing body was found in a southwest Baltimore trash can. Police say the remains were discovered at around 3:15 Wednesday afternoon in the 1900 block of McHenry Street. There is no word on the person's identity or the cause of death. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens' defensive performance against the Steelers was encouraging last week. Baltimore holding Russell Wilson to just 205 passing yards and the Steelers to 18 points. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says the past, though, doesn't portend the future.
Yeah, we can play better. You know, there's things that we can do better on defense for sure. We'll look at all those things just like we did last week. Next, just because you played a little better this week doesn't mean you're going to play better next week.
And on that note, there could be more changes on the way to the Ravens secondary in the form of newly acquired Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, I thought Trey had a real good game. Has worked really hard to pick up the defense. And still a few things he learned, like we, you know, all of our guys are still learning things. We all are. But I thought he played well, and I think he's a nice piece for us back there. Great addition. I'm looking forward to his continuing role and his expanding role.
White taking fourth quarter snaps away from Brandon Stevens in the Steeler game. NFL quarterback ratings per CBS Sports are out through week 11, and the question is, where's Patrick Mahomes? Lamar is number one, followed by Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, and Justin Herbert, 1-5. Mahomes ends up 10th behind Hurts, Daniels, Purdy, and Murray. Just 15 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions through 10 games. And finally, college basketball last night. UConn's women's head coach Gino Auriemma became the NCAA's all-time basketball wins leader, winning game number 1,217. The post-game ceremony, though, was the kicker. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont presenting the coach with a goat, an actual live goat, representing that Auriemma is now, of course, the greatest of all time. No word on what happens next to the real live actual goat. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com. CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We have a break in the rain. There's only a slight chance of a shower today. 52 the high. Tomorrow, light snow in the morning, then a rain snow mix, and then showers in the afternoon. A soggy day, 42. Sunshine through the weekend, though. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 50 degrees in Bel Air, 50 in Halethorpe, and 48 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. If you're just joining the show, I really got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We even had our old friend Terrell call in. He's concerned about young women out and about and doing things they shouldn't be doing. Terrell, I'm with you on that one. I just don't know if I can put the blame on anybody but those girls and obviously their parents. That's where I stand with that. Also, we were talking about the wind turbines. Again, if you were in Ocean City, you would love to have Kim Plasick Live out there. And we can talk to those that live there more about this. Please, kimplasick@gmail.com. I'll come out there. I don't care if it's warm. Scott in Westminster. Of course, you know what, Scott? Thank you as well, because Scott actually volunteered on the Kim Plasick campaign. I love you, Scott. And that was a great idea. I do think that we should get out there and really shed some more light on this. And so I would love to come out there. And I don't care if it's cold. I mean, I care if it's cold. You know me. I don't like cold weather. But guess what? This is more important than warm weather. Okay? This is much more important. It's fine. Like I said, we were talking about Matt Gaetz. I've got Barbara. Hey, Barbara. Barbara's on the line. Barbara, you want to weigh in? Hey,
good morning, Kim, and thanks for taking my call. I was trying to recall from yesterday. You said that you knew someone who was on was going to get on a plane with the Gaetz crew and decided that they thought something was up, so they didn't get on the plane. Did I hear that right yesterday?
So they were on the flight, and when they landed, they went somewhere else because there were cars to take them to wherever they were going, whether it was a hotel or a home or something like that. And they actually took a car somewhere else. And it wasn't that they thought Matt Gaetz was shady. They thought there were another guy on the plane that was shady.
Okay. So this pretty much that's just some hearsay.
I trust him pretty much on that one. But yes, it's hearsay.
Well, you know, them Republicans that do themselves real good to stop shooting themselves in the foot about our candidates. And Matt Gaetz was cleared about everything with this 17-year-old. And that happened a few years ago. And there was an investigation, and it was dropped. So now there's something else that's going on with this young woman who is also defamed and was sued by someone else. They're gold-digging women who take advantage of situations, and everybody knows that that's true.
Yeah.
But Matt Gaetz is on the radar with Democrats and with RINOs because it's time for some of them to go, and many of them may be going to jail.
Yeah, I saw where Marjorie Taylor Greene said.
Line.
Oh, go ahead.
What I think is President Trump is going to do recess for all of them, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, I saw where Marjorie Taylor Greene said if she, you know, she's going to drop some information if she has to. I guess here's my question for you, Barbara, because I guess they're going to kick this down the road until December 5th. You know, do you think that Matt Gaetz should just have them release the report before then or just wait till December 5th?
You know what? You know, here's what I'm saying. What difference does it make? After looking at reports generated by these people against Kavanaugh, people that they found against Trump, the lawsuit, what difference does it make whether they produce it or not? I don't think they should, because all it is just giving the left and the RINOs something to rail about unnecessarily.
Yeah.
They've done too much to even matter anymore as far as trying to target people who are coming after that swamp.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's going to tolerate it. And I think all of his appointments are going to be done, and they get 2 years as recess, and that'll take care of it. And then you can maybe run again and win when you run in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. Always with the common sense. Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you. I mean, yeah, she is right. I mean, look, no matter what this report is going to say, it could say that Matt Gaetz has nothing to do with nothing, right? Which it most likely says, or they would have dropped, they would have leaked it by now. But think about this. We had a hacker come forward and say, oh, I've got this testimony. I've got this. Okay, you're a hacker. What do you care? Drop it. Right? Drop the information. You're already in trouble. You hacked the Ethics Committee investigation file. Like, you know, why would they care to hold it? So that's what's so crazy about this. But Barbara is correct. It doesn't make a difference because when they drop it, no matter what, they're going to take any information there and they are going to spin it in a direction in which they want to spin it. And as many of you guys called in earlier this week and pointed out, you know, what could be true, what could be fake news, you know, they don't really care. They just don't want Matt Gaetz to be the AG. Now, we'll see what happens again on December 5th. In case you missed it, the House Ethics Panel did not agree to release the Gaetz report just yet. They're going to have a meeting again on December 5th. And a lot of the Democrats on the panel said members had agreed to meet again on the matter, you know, next month. But it's like, to me, again, if this was such a pressing issue, why would you then kick this to next month? Right? I mean, if it's such a pressing issue, if you really thought something was there, you wouldn't kick this down the road. You're trying to get your ducks in a row. That's what you're trying to do by pushing this out to December 5th. I guess I'm still on the side of saying, you know what, just drop it. Drop the file. Open it up. Matt could say, look, there's nothing there. Go ahead and make your spins. I don't really care. I'm going to be confirmed, and I'll see you guys after January 19th, and we'll talk about it then. Right? I mean, like, that's how I feel about it. But he might not feel the same way, because who knows? You know what? Who knows what they would do with it? I did want to just bring this to the forefront as well, and that is what's going on in Carroll County. I don't talk often about Carroll County, but Carroll County is the reason why we did so well in District 2, because, of course, it is a very red area, very pro-Trump. And in Carroll County, they know exactly what's going on when it comes to the school system, and they are very well aware of what Democrats are trying to do on the national level. And so we had a lot of great support in Carroll County, a lot of great support even in Baltimore County as far as my volunteers. Again, for all those that are listening, thank you so much for everything that you did. You know, it doesn't stop here. We're going to continue the fight in some kind of way, some kind of shape or form. We're going to continue it out. But I have to say, in Carroll County, when you have a state's attorney like Haven Shoemaker, this is a gentleman that I think truly does care, right? And it's not often do you see a prosecutor care. I think, honestly, in like a situation like Ivan Bates, the city, I don't think he even has time to care. I mean, could you imagine his workload, his caseload? I mean, like, he's probably inundated. I can only imagine what people in his office have to deal with on a daily basis. Then you're trying to get a hold of witnesses that don't want to come forward. There's the no snitch rule. You know, oh, I don't really want to testify because, you know, I do want to make sure that my name doesn't get out there. You're saying I'm going to be anonymous. Not sure if I will be. You know, there's a lot going on. Well, Haven Shoemaker in Carroll County, I think he's going above and beyond. And I love the fact that he sat down with Channel 11 News to talk about the drug epidemic. Because we talked a lot about the COVID pandemic. But what goes along with that is the drug epidemic. And it doesn't matter your social economic status. I think I want to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say, no matter who you are, you probably know somebody that struggled with addiction or is currently struggling with addiction. And it's nothing to be ashamed of, to know somebody that is struggling with addiction. I've known people that struggled with addiction for many years and was able to get clean and is doing a great job. And I honestly, and I've said this before, I don't like the way we treat people that get sober or that have struggled with addiction or that are currently struggling with addiction, because usually there's something else that's going on there, right? There's this underlying situation they're trying to cope with, whether it's some kind of trauma, who knows, right? And I sometimes feel like we treat people that struggle with addiction, I feel like we throw them away in society. And I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And if we want people to get clean and we want them to get sober and be contributing members of society, why do we treat them the way that we do? I guess is my question, because I don't like it. And I also noticed there was a video that came out recently of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was walking around Disney World or Disneyland, whichever one it was, with his family. And he looked awful. And I could tell you what, there were a lot of people making fun of him on social media, but I didn't look at it that way. I was saddened by what I saw because it looked like he obviously has relapsed. And to me, that's sad, right? Like, I'm not saying that I'm a fan of Hunter Biden. I'm not at all. But this is someone's father, right? He is someone's husband. And I'm pretty sure his family would love to see him be clean. But if you saw that video of him walking around Disneyland or Disney World, whichever Disney it was, you can look at him and see that he is currently using. And he looks awful. And it broke my heart. And then yet you had people on social media mocking him. Well, anyways, I want you to take a listen to this audio here from Channel 11 with State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker.
Four separate overdose incidents are raising concerns, including the deaths of two people. Combating crime along with helping to save lives, Carroll County's state's attorney and others are using every tool they can, including social media,
to get the word out into the community about the dangers of opioids, but in particular, fentanyl.
One of his latest posts, a fatal overdose alert informing county residents since November 9th, there have been at least four suspected fentanyl overdoses. Tragically, two of these incidents resulted in fatalities. It appears a dangerous batch or mixture is circulating in the area.
Should they find themselves thinking that, you know, maybe they want to take some drugs, that they'll think twice about it?
It's very personal to me. In particular, I'm in recovery myself, and that's why I have the role that I have.
Tim Weber is the state's attorney's office early intervention program director. He knew one of the overdose victims.
He was doing so well, and then he used probably one time and overdosed and died. He had tested negative that exact day and then overdosed and died that night.
The county says overdoses are declining. 280 happened between January and October 2023. The numbers reduced to 178 between the same period in 2024. And looking at the rate of fatal overdoses in the same 10-month span, that's down from 35 last year to 15 this year.
The numbers are trending in the right direction. However, you know, the way we look at it is one fatal overdose is too many.
The Drug Enforcement Agency says, according to recent data, overdose deaths are trending downward in Maryland and across the country. Barry Sims, TV 11 News.
Well, I'm happy it is trending downward, and that is overdose deaths, right? I am happy about that. And if you heard there, State's Attorney in Carroll County, Haven Shoemaker, and he was actually on the morning drive this morning with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott talking about a host of things. But it sounds like there he really does care. And as you heard from one of the witnesses, or I guess you could say people there that was interviewed by Barry Sims, you could hear there somebody mentioned, well, I had a friend that used just once and they then passed away. Here's the thing, and I know this sounds crazy, and I've got some audio that I'm going to play when we get back from Theo Von, the comedian. The best way that I've heard explained thus far is that drugs today, and drugs are bad. Don't ever do drugs. No, bad, 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 bad. But drugs today are not what drugs were yesterday, right? This is even more of a reason to close the southern border. I, again, am going to play some sound for you when we get back. And it's Theo Von, the comedian, talking to President Trump and talking to J.D. Vance. Now, of course, he says all of these things jokingly. But when you really listen to what he has to say, it's not a joke. It's not funny. He's absolutely serious. But he tells it as a joke. Very interesting indeed. Stay right there. We'll play it when we come back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott joining me in studio once again. Melissa Sayev, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. You're here from AAI Audiology. All right, let's start this off. What can the ear tell us about other parts of our body?
So when you come into our office, we always do a really thorough evaluation, testing everything from the eardrum down to the nerve. And that way we can really kind of identify the part of the ear that's causing a problem. And that can give us a lot of information. So we have three parts of our ear, outer, middle, and inner, and all three can cause hearing loss and different types of hearing loss. But the configuration of the hearing loss we find also can give us quite a bit of information. So, for example, a low-frequency hearing loss might be related to certain diseases or pathologies that can occur in the ear. It can also be a problem with blood flow, especially if someone is complaining of pulsatile tinnitus or like hearing your pulse in your ears. That is always a concern, and we kind of immediately assess the carotid artery and make sure that everything there is okay. That's usually a big concern when we hear that word pulsatile, or I hear my pulse in the ear. Also, we have just regular tinnitus, and we always want to make sure that if that is occurring, it's ear-related and not occurring because of medication or something more dangerous or harmful in the ear or in the brain that is exhibiting as tinnitus. So we always kind of want to do a thorough evaluation where we look at both ears, the outer, middle, and inner ear, and then that can help us really determine if there's something else in the body we should be concerned with.
And how often should these kinds of checks be done?
I mean, I think when we always get our eyes tested, we get our teeth cleaned, and no one really remembers the ear, especially as we age. And I think like around our 40s to 50s, we start to notice difficulty in background noise. Things need to be a little bit louder. And when that starts to happen, it's really worth coming in for a baseline so we can determine if things will get worse and how fast and if there's something that we need to be concerned with.
AAIAudiology.com, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to see.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker. Again, he was on this morning with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott for the morning drive, and they were talking about all kinds of things, even the crime, the violence. But I was just talking about what he's doing to combat the drug epidemic. And when I was in school, and that was a very long time ago, but when I was in school, I had the D.A.R.E. program. Remember the D.A.R.E. program? And they would come in. There was always somebody with the organization that would come in. And they would really scare you to the point where you never wanted to try a drug. But then they ended up doing away with that. And I thought, why? That was pretty effective. I don't Right? Remember those commercials? This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Remember that one? And I used to watch it thinking, well, that's that. I don't have to tell me twice, right? But I guess I look at these situations and I think, you know, the things that we pulled back on in this country, we should have never pulled back on it. And if they were really serious about the war on drugs, which we were told that they were, and then at some point I guess they just gave up, possibly when they realized how much money they could make off of it. Let's be honest, right? All the drug rehab centers, they're making a ton of money off of that. But I thought, you know what, can we go back to something like that? Can we go back to really just scaring people and helping and having some of these young people understand what's at risk here? So Theo Von is a comedian, and a darn good one, if you don't know. Theo Von is a really good comedian, but he keeps it real. And somehow Theo Von is so great and has such a large following on his podcast during the election cycle here. In the past few months, he had on President Trump and now Vice President J.D. Vance. Well, I want you to hear what he said to President Trump first, because he's sitting there talking about, really, he's already, Theo Von has opened up in the past about his addiction and what he went through. But here's how he's explaining this to President Trump, because I think he's joking, but he honestly is saying to Trump, we got to get a handle on this. Take a listen.
No, I would just do cocaine. That was really, yeah. So
That's down and dirty, right?
Yeah, and this is,
But you don't anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore, man, and I'm not doing
it. Is it too much? Too much to handle?
Some of the stuff started to get a real rattle in it, too. I don't know where we were even getting it from in this country, but, yeah, it started to make me feel like I was a mechanic or something.
So the thing you go back to, then, is alcohol for the most part.
Right, yeah, but what I want probably is cocaine, but I know that if I have a drink, then it'll give me, it'll like be like, okay, well, I had a drink, then I can do this.
Is cocaine a stronger
up? Yeah.
Cocaine. So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be out on your own porch, you know?
Yeah.
You'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking...
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no,
it's
horrible.
A miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch.
So they were talking about this roundabout story, and he calls, obviously, there President Trump, he calls him homie a couple times. But what he's saying there is that, you know, this isn't the party that it used to be. And I think people need to understand this. And I think that's why he mentioned it during this really high-profile interview. Now, take a listen to his interview with J.D. Vance.
I don't know if I'd be sober if this stuff weren't killing people, to be honest with you. I know that's sad to say, but that keeps me out of the risk of it. You know, it just makes it too...
Makes it a little scarier.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes it scarier.
Yeah.
But it's also sad that somebody... I mean, this is ridiculous to say, probably, that somebody can't, you know, you can't even do cocaine in this country anymore, you know? And that seems like a crazy thing to say, and... Don't say it. Don't say that. I said it. But yeah. But don't say that anymore.
I'm going to steal that line. After the election, though, man.
No.
We got to win first.
It's unfortunate.
And that is Theo Von talking to J.D. Vance. Now, here are these two very high-profile interviews, right? Millions upon millions of people tuned in, especially young people. But I'm glad that he said that. Not that I'm glad that he's, you know, has that problem with cocaine or did have it. But he's making this very well known to the young viewers that tune into his show. You will die. You will die. This isn't like people used to talk about doing drugs way back when, and it is what it is. This is totally different now. You will die. All I know is Haven Shoemaker, the state attorney in Carroll County, I love the fact that you're taking this head on. And I hope that we do more things like Theo Von did in these high-profile interviews. You know, it's a shame to say, but you need to scare these young people today and making sure that they know. You could try something once, whether it's some kind of pill or anything, because they're cutting things with fentanyl all the time, all kinds of different drugs. Trying these things once could kill you. And let's be very upfront about that. And at the same time, let's close the southern border. All right, coming up next, I want to talk about my friend, Congressman Corey Mills. He co-sponsored a very honorable bill I want to discuss. And then also the bathroom saga on Capitol Hill. It's been settled. And you know what? In a very classy way, I might say. We'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The war in Ukraine may have taken an even more ominous, potentially deadly turn. Ukraine claims that Russia deployed an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, for the first time in the war. The Biden administration sending another $275 million worth of military aid to Ukraine, and Russia is denouncing establishment of a U.S. ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland. President-elect Trump is personally working to gather support for one of his more controversial cabinet nominees, Attorney General candidate Matt Gaetz. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President-elect Trump's choice for ambassador to NATO. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is up about 408 points, while the Nasdaq is down 29. The S&P trading 23 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker very forthcoming yesterday about his struggles this season. Arguably the game's greatest kicker having an extremely subpar year. Third to last in the NFL in field goal percentage. Tucker opened up about his performance and how he feels about it.
Yeah, I mean, I do take it very personally. Anytime I leave a kick out there, it bothers me. You know, for all the fans, supporters, coaches, players, anybody that cares about Ravens football, believe me when I say nobody takes it more personally than I do.
Then a little later, he continued.
Exact same time, my particular line of work requires, in my opinion, that I compartmentalize my feelings and I leave them to the side and I focus on the action of kicking the ball and not the consequence.
Tucker has missed six kicks on the year, all wide left. From 2019 to 21, Tucker missed six total over 3 years. NFL Hall of Fame semifinalists have been whittled down, and both Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda have made the cut. Also on the list, Eli Manning, which brings up the question, is two Super Bowl championships enough to get you in? Baseball news, the Braves' Chris Sale and the Tigers' Tarek Skubal won the Cy Young in their respective leagues. Corbin Burns finished fifth. And finally, from the NBA, the great Bob Butterbean Love has passed away on Monday. You may remember Bob Love as a smooth shooting forward on the Bulls back in the 1970s, could shoot with both hands, crafty around the basket. He suffered from a severe stuttering disability and seldom spoke, but later in life took speech therapy, conquered his affliction, and became a prolific public speaker. Bob Love was 81, and that is Stein on Sports.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now take an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Overall, a fairly quiet stretch of weather. You might see a brief shower or two today, mainly just cooler temperatures, 52 today. A chance of a raindrop or snowflake overnight. Tomorrow, low pressure to the north, bringing some light snow in the morning, changing to a rain-snow mix, and then showers later in the day. 42 tomorrow. The weekend, no rain. Just sunshine Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. I think we've had a pretty good show today. It's not over just yet, but I've been happy with it. I've been trying to slow down. Brian, the producer, did you notice I'm not speaking as fast, a little less topics? Yes, the medication's working. Yes, no, I'm not medicated just yet. We haven't hit that road. But I am trying to slow down just a bit. I know I get some of your text messages, and I do. I speak fast. I blame my mom. You know, my parents are from Connecticut originally. They walk fast. They talk fast. Everything is, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah. And so I apologize. I also blame TV, right, doing some of the Fox News hits. You only got 4.5 minutes to get your point across. So when you give me a three-hour show, you know, I still talk as if it's 4.5 minutes. So I apologize. I'm still a work in progress, right? We were talking about the drug epidemic before the break, and we were talking about Carroll County's state's attorney, Haven Shoemaker, and how he is trying to combat it. And then we also played some audio from the comedian Theo Vaughn as he was talking to President Trump and now VP J.D. Vance in very high-profile interviews. And I thought it was great that he basically had this message there to not even try, drugs. Because today there are a lot of things that are cut with something that will kill you. And even though you might have heard, if you're a young person, you might have heard stories about people doing drugs way back when, if it was the 70s and they're trying this and the hippie movement. It's totally different now. It's totally different. You can't even try it. And I hope that we continue to get that message across. I got a text here. It says, 8 years ago, I lost a friend to addiction. He dropped out of law school to join the military. He returned from his second tour in Iraq with both physical and mental wounds, to which an overwhelmed, unprepared VA prescribed medication that they wouldn't refill until he ran out, leaving this gap. During that gap, he self-medicated. Then after losing his job, the self-medication took over. After overdosing twice, he entered rehab and was cleaned for 6 months before relapsing. And unfortunately, that third overdose was his last. Well, first of all, Texter, I'm so sorry about your loss. And it's that's another piece of this, honestly. And I think that's why you've got Mayor Brandon Scott, the mayor here in Baltimore, that's been suing some of these opioid companies, which I think the doctors should also be involved in. And prescribing. And as you noted there, you know, they can't do the refills until they, you know, are done. And then there's that gap. And then what they do in that gap, you know, there's so many ways that we need to tackle this epidemic. And also, you know, and I've talked on the show previously about PTSD. Many friends that were in the military, many veterans, and they're now working on AI, like an AI cure. And they're trying to do something. And I think Wade Fogle is his name. I had him on the show once. They're trying to put together something where those that are dealing with the PTSD, instead of giving them, you know, medication like your friend Texter, they want to take them to this. I guess it's almost like a boot camp scenario. They stay for about a week. I know they have one in Florida now. But they stay for about a week and they put them in these simulators. And they actually put them back to the moment where the trauma took place that gave them PTSD. And they rework history, basically. They rewrite it for them in their minds. So what they do is, you know, they're in the simulator and then they have them in that moment where possibly, you know, they're in combat and, you know, one of their own is killed or somebody steps on a mime or whatever happened to push that trauma. They end up rewriting the story and they don't step on that mime or they do not end up, you know what I mean? Like they redo the whole thing. So, and like right now it's still in this phase of, you know, trying to make sure that the results are always positive and that the impact's positive, because right now they're not sure if that's always going to be the outcome. So they're doing all these tests. And believe it or not, Wade Fogle, you know what? This is all wrapping together. Wade Fogle, my friend that's been working on this, I took him to Capitol Hill to meet with Congressman Wesley Hunt and Congressman Corey Mills. And so what they're trying to do is steer some of the money that they're giving for some of this drug treatment for PTSD. They would like to try to steer it towards this program and put some of these veterans in this program instead of putting them on drugs and then having them, you know, hopefully get past their PTSD that way. So, interesting enough, we're now talking about Congressman Corey Mills, because I think he is a very underrated congressman. And that, I'm not saying that just because he's my friend. I have other friends there that I think are doing a fantastic job, right? I mean, Byron Donalds, everybody's doing a fantastic job. But you don't hear a ton about Corey Mills, yet he does a ton. And if you recall, he's the one that actually took his private plane over to Afghanistan and actually rescued a lot of people that were left behind by the Biden administration. He then went to Israel to pick up some of the hostages that were there, that were left behind by the Biden administration. And, you know, he was right there in a lot of what you consider the combat zones. And so he is former military. And he came home and actually he made some kind of military grade weapon. I don't know exactly what it was, but this is how he made all his money. So people were like, well, how does he have these planes? He's got all this. He's got the helicopters. he made his money by reworking, I guess, some kind of weapon that he used when he was in Afghanistan that he figured out how to make it better somehow. Well, anyways, the military then purchased it and he made money. So then he ran for Congress, and a lot of people were like, well, why are you running for Congress? You already made your money, you did great things, you know. And he said, well, I just feel like there's a lot left to do. Well, anyways, so that's how Congressman Corey Mills is in Florida's District 7. And so yesterday, he writes on X and other social media platforms. He said, I'm proud to co-sponsor H.R., that's House Bill 8331. They usually just say 8331. The Essential Caregivers Act, introduced by his colleague, Congress, I guess you say representative, because Teddy likes to be called Representative Teddy, from New York. And this legislation will protect the rights of seniors, individuals with disabilities, and their families by ensuring that residents in long-term care facilities always have in-person access to an essential caregiver, even during declared emergencies. So during Hurricane Helene, Congressman Corey Mills took his planes and rescued people out of North Carolina. Did you know that? A lot of people didn't know that. Now, I say that about Representative Teddy because she is obviously Congresswoman Teddy, but she's, you know, she's one of those, like, look, I'm just like everybody else. But if you want to follow her, she's in New York and she's in District 24. And I think she also does a great job. Corey Mills goes on to write, during the COVID-19 pandemic, many seniors and patients were unjustly denied access to their caregivers, including loved ones. This led to isolation, suffering, and in some cases, patients tragically facing their final moments alone. I am committed to ensuring this never happens again. Okay, we all recall that. How many people did you know during the COVID pandemic that were in some of these senior homes or those that were even getting assistance at home and their caregivers or some have you still have you? They'll say, oh, well, you can't visit them. You saw all the videos of those going to the senior homes to visit their grandparents. They're visiting them behind the glass and all this other stuff. And then you but then you find out later that they didn't actually have the service that they had even before the pandemic because, you know, I guess there were some cases where their caregivers weren't there. They were denied access. So anyways, Corey Mills and Representative Teddy, they really went in on this and they said enough is enough. Enough is enough. And even during Hurricane Helene, this was also happening to the seniors in North Carolina and other states as well. It's sad that you think you would need a bill for this. Right? Because it sounds like common sense. But this also goes back to the fact where I ask, why do we have FEMA? Why do we have FEMA? There are so many scenarios where I can look and say the response from FEMA has been a disaster in itself. Right? They're there for disaster relief. Their response has been a disaster. So I thank Congressman Corey Mills and Representative Teddy. I thank you both for working together to come up with this co-sponsored bill. And I do hope that it passes with flying colors. And, you know, these are what our members are working on before the next class, they say, right? The next freshman class comes in and it's a whole new class. But this is what they're currently working on before the end of the year. So, again, Congressman Corey Mills, thank you so much for what you do. If you don't already follow Corey, please do. I'm going to get with him today and see if we can have him on the show next week. Also, don't forget, tomorrow, we will be having on our victims' right advocate. She is the executive director of the Victims' Right Reform Council and founder of the Victims' Rights in New York. And she's coming on to tell us more about the case with Daniel Penny. That's still a very hot topic, especially in New York. But there are many people out here that are really working to do, you know, the best they can for individuals that are faced with these issues and those that are in very vulnerable positions. And, you know, our most vulnerable are those that are elderly, right? Those with disabilities. And that's why I think it's so shocking, I guess, when you look at Mayor Brandon Scott and you know for a fact his police commissioner has said to him, the elderly are being targeted by these carjackers. Do you know what Mayor Brandon Scott posted late last night? I don't even know why I was awake. I guess because of rain, the thunder was so loud. Late last night, Mayor Brandon Scott posts about Trans Remembrance Day, which I guess is today. And he was talking about how the trans community needs to be protected, blase, blase. And, of course, I write on there. I'm like, look, enough is enough, dude. What are you talking about? Your own police commissioner says that the elderly need to be protected from these carjackers. And here you are talking about the 9 trans people in Baltimore City. Get a clue. My God. It's so frustrating. It really is. It really is. But there are great people out there doing great things. And I just want to make sure you know that. Also, I did get a message from Fuzzy's Burgers. You know, we were talking about them at the beginning of the show, and they have, they were with Peabody Heights. They would park their food truck in front of Peabody Heights Brewery. Peabody found out that they do support Trump, and they kind of kicked him out. Well, I got a message, and they actually listened to the entire segment this morning around 9 o'clock, and they said, thank you so much for bringing light to it, but they are going to let us know where they're going to be parked this weekend. So hopefully I'll have that information for you tomorrow as well, so we can all go to Fuzzy Burgers food truck and eat as many burgers as humanly possible, which is something that I try to do anyways. Okay, so so I will definitely be out there. But, you know, this is what it takes. We all have to kind of come together. I do want to say the bathroom saga has come to an end. I know a lot of people were excited about Nancy Mace and, you know, how she was really sticking to her guns, which I know I was excited about it because I thought, here you have Sarah McBride, who's going to be the first trans congressperson from Delaware coming to Capitol Hill. And I guess Sarah McBride thought that using a biological female bathroom was just fine for Sarah McBride. Well, Congresswoman Nancy Mace and others said, no, it's not fine. It's not fine. You're not a woman, and I don't want you in these restrooms. And Nancy Mace has been very open about the sexual assault that she had in the past. Not something that she has been quiet about. And she actually sponsors legislation to fight back against those that are dealing with so much when it comes to sexual assault cases. Because honestly, a lot of times there is no justice in so many of those cases. Well, anyways, I won't go that way with this. I will say that the saga has ended. And Sarah McBride put out a statement, and I have to say, it was a very decent statement to a very indecent proposal. And the indecent proposal is wanting to use a woman's bathroom when you're not actually a woman. Sarah McBride says this, I am not here to fight about bathrooms. I'm here to fight for Delawareans and to bring down costs facing families. Like all members, I will follow the rules as outlined by Speaker Johnson, even if I disagree with them. This effort is to distract from the real issues facing this country, hasn't distracted me over the last several days, as I've remained hard at work preparing to represent the greatest state in the union come January. I love how she says hard at work. Orientation is like going to recess. It's not. You're going into your office, you're meeting some of your new staffers, and you're taking pictures with everybody. But it's cute. That's cute. She is serving in the 119th Congress will be the honor of a lifetime, and I continue to look forward to getting to know my future colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Each of us were sent here because voters saw something in us that they value. I have loved getting to see those qualities in the future colleagues that I've met, and I look forward to seeing those qualities in every member come January. I hope all of my colleagues will seek to do the same with me. So, she said that she is fine and she's going to use the men's room moving forward. Again, there is a single-use bathroom in the Longworth building in the basement. Sarah McBride is on the House side. Now, is she absolutely in Longworth? I don't know. Is her office in Longworth or is it in Cannon? I don't know. We'll see. But it's still not that far. So, of course, Senator John Fetterman says, oh, you can come use my bathroom at any time. He's in the Russell building. Why would Sarah McBride go all the way to the Russell building to use a bathroom? No. Now you have people that are just grandstanding. Okay? That doesn't even make any sense. She could go over to Starbucks faster than she go to the Russell building. Anywho. Anywho. That's where it ends. It's settled. Sarah McBride will use the men's room or the single-use bathroom in that, you know, the basement in Longworth. Or she will go before she gets to work. I don't know. All I know is you knew that there could be an issue when you got to Congress. You knew that the Capitol is, in fact, the Capitol. Not many renovations have happened there, especially with the bathrooms. There is a male bathroom, there is a female bathroom, and they're on every level. And if you thought that you could come to Capitol Hill because you were so excited to be the first trans member of Congress, and you thought you were just going to change how everybody does everything, well, guess what? It just doesn't work that way. And I hope this is a lesson to all of those that are watching that believe, oh, I also am going to be a trans person in Congress. Well, guess what? You might have to just use one bathroom in the Longworth building, because nobody to be uncomfortable, 400 or so people should not be uncomfortable. More than that, because you have all the interns, all the staffers, they shouldn't become comfortable because you want to use the woman's restroom. Sorry. Not sorry. Anyways, I just want to tell you where that landed. Sarah McBride will use the men's room or Senator John Fetterman's restroom. When we get back, we'll close out the show with something a little bit more interesting. It was a heartbreaking story that turned into a feel-good story. You heard about the Grinch that stole Christmas. Did you hear about the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving? I got the details for you.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Every day a new cabinet nominee from Trump causes liberal heads to explode. It's like an advent calendar from hell for them. We'll see who's next tomorrow. Plus, Google's well on the way to an antitrust bust up.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Of those hoots inviting me down now on such short notice. Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with myself. Loathing. I'm booked. Of course, if I bump the loathing to 9, I could still be done in time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slip slowly into madness. But what would I wear?
And that is Jim Carrey as the Grinch, which is one of my favorite movies. Well, I've only seen, what, maybe, how many, 10 movies total? My whole life. But I love the Grinch movie. But this is a heartbreaking story, honestly, that turned into a feel-good story. I just wanted to let you know what was going on in Pigtown. So Charles Carroll Barrister Elementary School prepared to give turkeys to families in need. And then the Grinch showed up. Yes, the Grinch that stole Thanksgiving. Someone out there, they're still looking for this individual or individuals that decided to steal the turkeys from the elementary school. Luckily, they made a Facebook post and the community stepped up and all of these people in Pigtown came forward to then donate turkeys. Great job, Pigtown. Love to see it. And this is another reason. Look, we don't usually get to talk about how the great things that social media does. This is one of those great things that social media does. So now these families in need will have their turkeys for Thanksgiving. But who on earth would do such a thing? Really? You know what? I hope karma bites you in the behind. Whoever decided to steal those turkeys in Pigtown, how dare you? From an elementary school, too, of all places. Ugh. It really it's so frustrating. But it's not surprising, right? I mean, in Pigtown, obviously in Baltimore City. Baltimore City right now, the crime, the violence, everything. The juveniles, everything. It's just disgusting. And I've asked before, if you're living in Baltimore City, what is the appeal? What's the attraction? Or is it that you paid for your house so you can't leave? Because at this point, that's what I think it might be. That might be the problem. Well, anyways, again, Pigtown, thank you so much for stepping up and showing everybody what mankind can do when we work together. Again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. I did forget to mention when talking about Congressman Corey Mills, he's also joining the Doge Caucus. And that is a Department of Government Efficiency that is being ran by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. And we talked about how they are going to do away with so much government waste and wasteful spending. And it's nice to see that Congressman Corey Mills is on that caucus. I believe Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is also on that caucus, but I will get the list. I saw that Congressman Corey Mills posted it yesterday that he's joining the caucus. So I'm happy about that. And you know what? They're going to have more soldiers on this when it comes to government efficiency. So I'm glad that they're putting a caucus together. You know, they're going to get a lot of pushback. They really are. But when it comes to our tax dollars, you know, many of you guys know, when I ran this last time around, and even 2020, my number one priority is cutting all of this wasteful spending. And I even talked about the fact that, you know, I don't think I need to introduce more legislation. We need to get some of this legislation off the books. Government is too large as it is. Okay, we've got too much going on, and government is too much, in my view, in our lives as it is. So, Congressman Corey Mills, we'll continue to watch, and hopefully we'll have him on the show next week. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by the Victims' Right Advocate, talking about Daniel Petty. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.